You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com. The following is a presentation of WITY Sports.
Welcome to the State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis is there. Find him at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville. Call his office at 217-446-8039 or find him online at KurtEllis.com.
Got an earache, ankle sprain, or cough? We can help you shake it off. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. Sprain or fracture keeping you from play? We can give you a quick x-ray. For care that's easy and quick, OSF On-Call Urgent Care can do the trick. Walk in for care from 8 to 8 every day. We'll give you the help you need and you'll be on your way. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare to find a location near you.
Well, good evening and welcome to your OSF Game of the Week, the State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis is there. Visit his office at Liberty Lane in Danville or call Kurt for a quote, 217-446-8039. Chad Baker will be joined by Darren Brown here momentarily, and we are at Peyton Moss Field this evening, BHRA hosting Iroquois West. Should be an interesting battle here this evening, a lot more interesting than I think what we looked at whenever we first saw the schedule come out and saw week four and figured BHRA would be towards the top of the mountain. Iroquois West would be towards the bottom. Well, both these teams find themselves with the exact same record coming in. So we'll be able to unfold that coming up here in our pregame show. We will also take a look and see what we have here as far as the schedule around the area tonight. Some good matchups tonight. It'll be very, very interesting to look at the BBC records here before the end of the night to see how much we really know about this conference, because if you've seen the television show Stranger Things, we are definitely in the upside down. It's a very, very unusual year, but can Oakwood make it 4-0 tonight? Can Westville take the coal bucket tonight and have no problems with Georgetown? That's probably two of the easier questions that may be answered tonight. But more importantly, which one walks away here tonight 2-2? We will take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with a look at your game prescription brought to you by MedPlus Pharmacy. Look at your SurfPro Vermilion County scoreboard and schedule, your Latos Hardware game build up. We'll have the national anthem courtesy of the Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program, all leading up to kickoff here at Peyton Moss this evening. We'll be back in just a few moments for more of your State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. Your prescription will take a few more hours to fill. I will need to call your insurance for approval for one of them. It's been busy in our store drive-thru today, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this in this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
If you need additional insurance coverage on your auto, home, commercial, or rental properties, call State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis in Danville at 217-446-8039. A local provider for over 25 years, Kurt is licensed in both Illinois and Indiana. Save money by bundling your plans. Maybe life insurance is a need. State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville, or call 217-446-8039 for a quote. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis is there.
Integrity Vending is the only locally owned, full-service vending company in North Central Illiana. Alan and Carrie Rathgaber has proudly owned Integrity Vending since 2012, serving Vermilion, Ford, and Iroquois counties in Illinois and Vermilion County, Indiana, with a full vending line. Be sure to ask about their open-air markets with hot and cold sandwiches and the potential of frozen meal entree delivery. Call Integrity Vending today for your full-service vending needs at 217-213-5102.
Welcome back to State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame. Cloudy evening here. It's for our first cloudy one here of the 2025 campaign. We do have that possibility for rain, but it's going to hold off a little bit later, and boy, do we need it. Dry fields, some fires out there, and of course our thoughts with those folks that are trying to get some of the crops in. Make sure that you are being safe out there. Speaking of crops, just a reminder, we've got a Farm Forward podcast now on WITYradio.com. New episode dropping this weekend. We talked with Stacy Rickard, the Salt Fork FFA advisor, who pulls double duty as their volleyball coach. We'll hear from her tomorrow morning during the Saturday Sports Connection at 9:06 in that hour on all of our platforms. Back with the State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. This one here going to be interesting. Both these teams 1 and 2 as we take a look at our game prescription by MedPlus Pharmacy in Danville. If you're running low on your prescription medication, get it filled promptly. You can give Fidelis and his crew a call, 217-431-6662, or visit them at 511 West Fairchild in Danville. They're there until 7 this evening, and they are up open till 3 tomorrow on Saturday. Iroquois West, coached by Tim Hamilton in his third season as the head man after a lengthy assistant coaching career. He is 4-17 as coach. Of course, the well was a little dry whenever he took over there, coming off of a couple of playoff seasons with the Leonard brothers. And they were 0-9 a year ago with a very, very young squad there, Darren Brown. They are already showing signs of improvement. First third of this season, they defeated Hoopston Area Armstrong Potomac 21-20 in the opener. Let one get away against Watseka 7-6 before being dismantled a week ago. I guess a Salt Fork team that I think we knew was going to be better than what their first week showed. The Storm won last week 47-7, but a 1-2 Iroquois West team that doesn't look like the doormat from a year ago.
Well, yeah, Salt Fork, one of the Vermilion Valley teams that made the playoffs last year. You know, that's been different for some of those teams that had success last year, kind of the roster turnover. You know, Bismarck, one of those where they lost a lot of their seniors and have a different outcome. But, you know, the Westvilles and Salt Fork still got solid teams, and, you know, Iroquois West, you would wish for maybe a little bit closer score than it was, but, you know, just having that win, a lot of teams were, you know, it was a struggle to even find a win for the longest time. Being able to get one in the win column is such a big thing.
Absolutely. BHRA Blue Devils, coached by Mark Dodd in his 19th season on the BHRA sideline, and he's 144-47. They were 4-5 his first 2 years. They have not had a miss out of the playoffs since. They were 11-1 a season ago, making the Class 2A quarterfinals for the first time. They have not missed the playoffs, as I mentioned, since 2008. Graduated a class last year that played 44 varsity games. The seniors did. If they played all the varsity games, they played 44 of them. That's a school record. They are having to reinvent themselves, and it's been a struggle. Opened with losses to Clifton Central 34-13. They lost to Westville with a running clock 49-8. And they only had a 6-0 halftime lead a week ago against Hoopston Area Armstrong Potomac before hanging 34 second-half points on them, running away with a 40-6 victory. One of the silver linings of this is BHRA's dominated this series here, Darren. 4 blowout wins, 50-8 a year ago, 44-20 in 23, 71-3 shellacking in 2019. Iroquois West must have had a good kicker that year. And then BHRA won in 2018, 34-19. Home game tonight, so you feel like maybe the Blue Devils probably have definitely a leg up here as far as 1 and 2 teams, aside from what you see on paper. But hey, you know what? It's got to click, and lately there's been a lot of things that haven't been clicking for the Blue Devils.
Yeah, and you mentioned it, BHRA being at home, they have the advantage of not having to travel up from north like Iroquois West has. And even with that roster turnover, like you said, you know, being able to have that continuity of just being able to make the playoffs, that's a testament to Coach Dodd and how the program's been. And you would think they'll be able to battle back even with some struggles early on in the season. And like I said, the home field advantage against Iroquois West, even if they have had a better start than they have in years past, that home field advantage, they're going to need to be able to take advantage of that.
Absolutely. So it will be a fun one to set up here for you tonight. We've got a check of your ServPro Vermilion County schedule and scoreboard coming up next, when our State Farm agent Kurt Ellis pregame show continues. Big thanks to MedPlus Pharmacy for that game prescription. We'll be back in 2 minutes here on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY Radio app.
Game night in Catlin? You know where to go. The Store, restaurant, and bar. It's your hometown hangout for Friday night sports. Open late so you can celebrate after the final whistle. Craving something delicious? Try the homemade pizza or one of the stacked subs, Italian beef, chicken, bacon, ranch, and more. Open every day but Wednesday for lunch, dinner, and good times. Need it to go? Call ahead for fast pickup. 217-843-0984. Find them at 102 North Sandusky in Catlin. The Store, restaurant, and bar, where fun is always in store.
Farming is more than an occupation, it's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
Got an earache, ankle sprain, or cough? We can help you shake it off. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. Sprain or fracture keeping you from play? We can give you a quick x-ray. For care that's easy and quick, OSF On-Call Urgent Care can do the trick. Walk in for care from 8 to 8 every day. We'll give you the help you need and you'll be on your way. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare to find a location near you.
The 12th annual Farm Show of the AAA Tractor Club is set for September 20th starting at 8 and September 21st starting at 10. Featuring Alice Chalmers with a focus on models with a number 5 in it, but other brands of models are welcome. A real working farm show with kids, games, and sparks show on Saturday. Get more info by calling Chuck at 217-821-5409 or Ron at 217-240-6206. Check out their Facebook page or AAATractorClub.com for updated information. AAA Tractor Club 12th annual Farm Show September 20th and 21st at Percival Springs Airport south of Effingham. Orange, you glad you have another tractor show? Oh, that'll be fun this weekend. Back with your State Farm agent, Kurt Ellis, pregame show. Time for a look at our Serve Pro of Vermilion County schedule, scoreboard, and Danville in Vermilion County. Call 217-443-0077. Serve Pro like it never even happened. We've got this one here tonight, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios, BHRA, and Iroquois West. We're going to have a battle of the undefeateds up at Clifton tonight. Oakwood at Clifton Central. Battle of the Comets. There will be a comet that prevails. Also, Coal Bucket tonight. Westville at Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman. That's down at Ike Birch. You have Hoopston Area Arms on Potomac at Moments. One team will get their first victory this evening. Both those teams 0-3. Salt Fork entertains Watseka there at Byerly-Hageman Field. Danville on the road at Centennial in Big 12 action. Little Illini Conference action has Paris hosting Lawrenceville. You've got Rantoul at Bloomington Central Catholic. Tri-County is at Cumberland. Unity at St. Joe Ogden. Big battle there tonight. You've got PBL at Prairie Central. Villa Grove at Nokomis this weekend. I believe that may be, no, that is tonight. So they do have it on tonight's slate there. That's a big trip over. Over on the Indiana side, update, Seeger leads Park Heritage in second quarter action 16-0. Riven and Park up on North Vermilion 14-3 last update. Attica is at Fountain Central, South Vermilion at Covington. And at the half, Frontier leading Benton Central 14-6. A little closer game there for the Bison this week than what they were last week when we checked in on them early. So we'll keep an eye on those here, see how those iron out tonight. Once again, we'll check in with our Surf Pro Vermilion County schedule and scoreboard during halftime and postgame tonight, 217-443-0077. Let's take a look here. We've got coming up here next week, we will have our first homecoming game of the year, Darren. We've got Oakwood hosting Westville next week. That one will be on Friday night. Then we've got a Thursday night game. That'll be Oakwood at Hoopston Area Armstrong Potomac. That one got moved to Thursday right before the season began. We'll round out the season with Watseka at Westville on week 7. Week 8, BHRA at Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman. That one ended in controversy 2 years ago when we were down there for that. And then we've got Salt Fork hosting Clifton Central, what anticipates to be a really good one, possibly for playoff positioning in week 9. So those are coming up here. And, of course, all games online, WITYradio.com. If you miss them live or you want to go back and listen to them again, you can. We will post them later in the evening on Friday evenings or even early Saturday. They will be in podcast form in our game section on WITYradio.com. We'll take 2 minutes off. We'll be back with the last look at the tail of the tape. And that's courtesy of Latos Hardware. We'll also have the national anthem sponsored by the Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program. Kickoff for our OSF game of the week just 15 minutes away here at Peyton Dodd Field. And it's BHRA hosting Iroquois West back in 2 minutes on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Occasional aches and pains are just part of life. They usually vanish as quickly as they appear. But what about ailments that pop up and don't quickly go away? That's when it may be time to see your doctor, just in case. OSF Healthcare can handle all of your family's primary care needs, including diagnosing health issues or referring you to a specialist. Schedule an appointment today at osfhealthcare.org/primary. OSF Healthcare, your life, our mission.
Summer storms can be unpredictable, but ServPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. ServPro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call ServPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077. Mission Canine Warrior is dedicated to provide PTSD service dogs to veterans. Their annual fundraiser will be held Saturday, November 15th at the Catlin Banquet Center. For other events and information, be sure to visit missioncaninewarrior.org or find Mission Canine Warrior on Facebook.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at UHAS Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24/7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, at 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
Stay up to date with the latest farm markets, news, and trends with WITY's Ag Team. This is Dennis Michelson with over 3 hours of farm programming every day. WITY is Ileana's choice when it comes to the information you need. Be sure to listen to Farm Gate with Stu Ellis every weekday, 12:15, and Down on the Farm, where we talk to the experts to learn about the latest ag technology, news, and events in our region. The WITY Ag Team, the most boots on the ground in Ileana.
Welcome back to the State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. Contact Kurt for a quote, 217-446-8039. Darren Brown's going to bring us starting lineups for each of these squads, starting with the visiting 1-2 Iroquois West Raiders.
Let's take a look at the Raiders. You got dual-way starters Aaron Songer, Christian Guyton, Wyatt Bring, Julian Melgoza, Aiden Miller, Ryan McLean, Noah Shrove, John Netzband, Anthony Alcantar on offense in a two-way, Drew Talbert, Adam Hall, and then starting on defense, the freshman, Braden Dowell. And looking at the home team, Bismarck Henning, Rossville Alvin, the Blue Devils. You got Landon Packard on offense, two-way DJ Top on defense, and then two-way starters Peyton Wallace, Mason Cunningham, Leon Parrish, defensive starter Kyler Perez. On offense, you've got Brian Schmidt, two-way starter Isaac Cahill, Connor Powell, Vince Lane, DJ Makemson, Marcus Schreiner, and then rounding out the offensive starters is Marcus Alpers on the front line.
Well, the strength of each of these teams here starting off, just looking at what we've seen here thus far this season and what we know about these teams there, Darren, is that running games, you're always going to rely on the running game. Whether it's your strength, whether it's your weakness, it doesn't matter whether you're 9-0, 0-9, strong running game in the VVC is usually going to do you a lot of good. So Blue Devils got Liam Parrish. He's got a big couple of games here under his belt here. They look to try to work it to him. Mason Cunningham's had some big games in the past, and he's, of course, a little bit more of a versatile guy. They need to get a little bit better and clean up their quarterback play. They've had some struggles there with quarterback and center communication. Spread out that offense. You clear up the issues between quarterback and center. You clear up, you know, the running game. You get the running game going. You could spread out the offense. That's what they look to do in a typical Mark Dodd offense. IW, We know this Mel Goza. We know Mel Goza and Gaetan. Those have been the two guys that have been there for about 2 or 3 years now. They've been starting, or they've been playing, getting significant time for sure since the sophomore year. Got some time in as freshmen as well. And so, you know, they've been through the fire. They've been here, and they're going to be the guys that they're going to lean on tonight. You get Aiden Miller in there as a sophomore. Of course, he took his lumps last year. Good athlete, 6'4", 215, mobile, can get out there and make some things happen. It'll be interesting to see the jump that he made between freshman and sophomore year to see how much progress he makes. By the time he's a senior, he's going to be pretty good, one would figure. But right now, you know, he's got to take his lumps and get that experience in there. And he's going to be able to do that as if he stays out of pressure.
Yeah, like you said, a big key being able to develop people from underclassmen to upperclassmen with those reps. And like you said, you know, high school level, especially at the smaller schools, is going to be primarily run game. But even if it's primarily a run game, if you're able to have a strong front five, being able to have a strong run game up in the middle, it allows you to move more things outside and have more versatile playbook.
Absolutely. Build up to this and anticipates to be much better looking at it right now than we thought coming into the season. If you're a BHRA fan, you hate hearing that. Iroquois West has hung in there against the teams they were within range with last year before going up against Salt Fork last week. That team was seeking retribution for their season start against Westville. BHRA been a bit of a shocker in the way we've seen them being defeated by teams. You know, it's not that they've been defeated by those teams, but just the way that that has been. I mean, those have been of their ilk the last couple of seasons. The worrisome first half against Hoopston was not impressive. They were up 6-0 at halftime last week. They started looking a little more like the Blue Devils program we've come to know in the final 24 minutes of that one. They're back home. The team loses tonight, find themselves 1-3. The Blue Devils still have Salt Fork and Oakwood ahead. Iroquois West has Oakwood, Clifton Central, and Westville last 3 weeks of the season. Do you see a pathway for one of these teams if they come out tonight with a loss at 1-3 for them to make the postseason? I don't.
Yeah, obviously it's going to be tougher, but kind of like the point you just said, the key to have a strong start, you know, sometimes depending on the style of your offense, if you're able to wear teams down, then some teams end up being more of a second-half team. But there's, you know, once you get toward the top of the conference, like the Westvilles and Salt Forks, you can't really get away with coming out lackluster for the first 24 minutes.
Absolutely. Well, we've got thanks to Latos Hardware for the tail of the tape and the game build-up. Visit Latos Hardware in Westville for those hard-to-find items. Make sure you say hi to Fifi. If you don't give her a little scratch behind the ears, well, then you're just maybe not the person we thought you would be. We've got a chance of showers, but that's going to mainly be after 11 p.m. May get some sprinkles before the game is done. But mostly cloudy, low of 63 overnight, light and variable wind, but still going to be warm and muggy here for the early going. That will play into this if we do start getting some precipitation. We've got coming up the national anthem sponsored by the Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program, and of course kickoff of our OSF game of the week. Thanks for tuning in to the State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis is there. Visit his office at Liberty Lane in Danville or contact Kurt for a quote. 217-446-8039. Coming up from Peyton Moss Field, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios, it's BHRA and Iroquois West, coming up on WITY.
This is Fifi the Cat from Latos Hardware. The store is stocked with great tools to pick up what falls down, like rakes, scoops, and bags for falling leaves, and shears and saws for branches. Squirrel away fallen nuts with our easy-to-use nut gatherers. I haven't been able to catch a squirrel, but you can catch everything you need for fall at Latos Hardware in Westville. Keep up with my weekly deals on Facebook. Latos Hardware, where we do it best.
If you hit someone on the field of play, you are a boss. If you hit someone in downtown traffic, it's a loss. Collisions belong on the football field, not on the road. When accidents happen, you need coverage you can count on. As your local State Farm agent, Ross Webb, makes auto insurance simple, affordable, and built just for you. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross and save money with great coverage like a boss. Call 217-443-1500 and listen to WITY for Ross's Boss of the Week for distinguished play on the gridiron. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
As a grandmother, you know what it takes to make memories with your grandkids. But did you know that 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer? The good news is that regular screenings can detect cancer early when it's easier to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare. because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep creating special moments that will never be forgotten.
I love you, Grandma.
Visit osfhealthcare.org/get screened.
The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermilion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student-athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
The presentation of our national anthem is brought to you by the Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville, online at WITYradio.com.
The OSF Healthcare Vermilion Valley Conference Football Game of the Week, presented by OSF Healthcare. Visit osfhealthcare.org. Also a service of State Farm agent Kurt Ellis in Danville. UHAS Diagnostics between Danville and Oakwood. Latos Hardware in Westville. Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler in Fairmount. The Store in Catlin. Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program. Integrity Vending. State Farm Agent Ross Webb in Danville. MedPlus Pharmacy in Danville. And ServPro of Vermilion County. WITY Sports presentation of Vermilion Valley Football, featuring BHRA, Hoopston Area, Georgetown Ridge Farm, Oakwood, Salt Fork, and Westville. Let's go out to the field. Field in Bismarck, Illinois. Inner Sandman playing over the loudspeaker here as the BHRA Blue Devils get ready to make their entrance onto the field after their first win a week ago. Looking to go to 500 tonight against Iroquois West Raiders. Also looking to go to 500 tonight. Each of these teams 1-2. With Darren Brown, Chad Baker with you. Darren will rejoin us here momentarily. But a good crowd on hand for this one tonight. Nobody scared away with the threat of rain. That's going to hold off till later. Good crowd from Iroquois West joining them tonight. Blue Devils make their way to the field wearing the black jerseys, black pants, with white numbers, white letterings, blue trim, blue helmets. Iroquois West wearing white jerseys, black pants this week, with blue helmets. In fact, if you didn't know or couldn't read the lettering, you would wonder, are they playing a scrimmage here tonight? Glad to have you along, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios this evening on WITY Danville. Also online at WITYradio.com on the WITY Radio app. wherever you may be this evening, we're glad you're spending it with us and taking us with you along. Of course, hard to believe that we are 44% through the season at the end of tonight. And it'll be interesting to kind of see where we will have this conference by the end of this evening. There will be one undefeated team left. There will be one winless team left at the end of tonight. Lots of good action to keep an eye on. BHRA will kick off. They'll defend the south end of the field here. Iroquois West will defend the north. Going right to left, left to right on your radio dial. Convenient stand hopping here at Peyton Moss. Lots of great eats up there. I think I've seen a lot of people get that loaded nachos. That's definitely one to look at. Here's the kick. It's taken at the 23-yard line, and it is brought back up to the 44. A flag on the play as the play ended. As number four, Jaden Rodriguez, brings it back for the Raiders. Flag on the near side of the field. They're going to walk that off against the BHRA Blue Devils. 5-yard penalty. So good start for Iroquois West as far as field position goes. That is going to be at the 48-yard line. First and 10 from the pistol, and a missed snap, and down comes Melgoza with it as it flips up through the hands of number nine, that is Wyatt Breen. Breen playing in that quarterback position. We were told that Aiden Miller actually listed as a quarterback. Breen listed as a wide receiver, but maybe some maneuvering out there on the part of Tim Hamilton to get this team jump started. Second and 13, it's a 3-yard loss for Melgoza. Second and 13, some movement on the line. Flag will fly. Breen lined up in that quarterback position again. It's going to come back against Iroquois West, so that's going to march them back to the just inside the 40. So second and 18. Just the slightest of breezes. Nothing much out there, though. Second and 18 from the 40. From the pistol, Breen gets the snap. Going to put it up. Connects on the far side. And across midfield goes Aaron Songer. And it's a pickup of about 10. And it'll bring up third and 7. Breen lined up in that pistol. Gets the snap, puts it up, and that one sails over the head of Songer. And now bring up fourth and 7. Long 7, short 8. And back to punt. Back to receive for BHRA. Looks to be Peyton Wallace. Melgoza with the punt. And it's on the ground, finally recovered by PHRA, but terrible muff there by Wallace back at the 20, not the 22-yard line, Darren.
Yeah, near disaster. They were a little bobbled twice, the initial one on trying to get the return and then trying to recover the fumble. You had a couple special teamers in the area for Iroquois West, but Wallace able to get back on top of it.
Well, Darren, turn over the play-by-play duties to you with BHRA starting first and 10 at the 22.
So BHRA, first offensive series, their own 22. Two receivers to the right. Snap the handoff. Right side run, first down and more. Still on his feet in bounds. Cutting to the left and finally down. Hand off to Liam Parrish, brings it into Iroquois West territory. And a big first play on their offensive series, moving the chains for the Blue Devils.
34-yard carry to establish dominance on the first offensive play. And after Iroquois West was gifted great field position, goes three and out. PHRA on the prowl with 9.5 left to go opening quarter.
Big run there for Parrish. We'll see if they give it back to him or try to spread it around a little bit. Under center Packard. They'll hand it off up the middle. Another run. Not quite to move the chains, but a decent gain. On a second series, it'll bring it to about the Iroquois West 39.
Cahill with a carry there of 5.
Cahill, the junior. Second and about 5 for the Blue Devils. Single receiver out to the right far side from our vantage point. Under center, Packard. And the handoff to Parrish. Right side, flag thrown. Big run past the chains and finally able to be stopped just shy of the Iroquois West 30. We'll see what the flag is.
Parrish was taken off his feet by a gentleman that was maybe a little smaller than him. And Liam did not relent. Not on his own guard there.
So it is holding against BHRA to negate the run. You know, sometimes you see those decent tackles made by smaller defenders. Those are your wrestler guys.
Mm-hmm. That was definitely a wrestling move there, Darren.
So that'll move the Blue Devils back to the Iroquois West 49, just shy of midfield. Original line of scrimmage, the 39, so that'll be second down and 15. Under center, Packard, two in the backfield. Single receiver out to the right. Snap and the handoff brought down right near the line of scrimmage. The handoff to Parrish. No gain on the play to bring up third down. Brought down just in front of midfield. So a third and long for BHRA. And you're thinking, depending on how much ground they can gain on third down, maybe two down territory. Single receiver out to the left. Strong right formation, two in the backfield, under center Packard. Packard, the handoff, fakes it to Parrish, gives it to the fullback up the middle toward the right. Almost near the original line of scrimmage. They'll mark him down around the Iroquois West 45 to bring up fourth down.
It's a pickup of about 4 for Cahill there.
A fourth and 11, the offense still on the field for the Blue Devils. Iroquois West with one defender deep, that is Christian Guyton, the senior.
They're going to go for it.
Single receiver to the left, one out to the right. Snap, play action, keeping it is Packard, running to the left, trying to gain ground toward the sideline, past the 30, flag thrown, a couple flags thrown. And whistle blown as it looked like Packard got the yardage he needed, pending the flags.
It was definitely after he reached first down territory. The only question is going to be against BHRA. It's going to be a hold against the Blue Devils.
So the second holding call against BHRA on this series. What was a pretty good fourth down pickup will move the Blue Devils back. Offense still out there for BHRA as
they get actual better field position than what they had, thanks to the good run. So it'll be a fourth and 8.
Line of scrimmage, the 42. The flag's thrown around the 30-yard line of Iroquois West. Same formation, single receiver to the left. In motion, Parrish. Now a handoff up the middle. Got some room is Cunningham. Up the middle, broke one tackle and brought down inside the Iroquois West 25, and that'll be a first down for BHRA.
20-yard pickup for Cunningham. Very dangerous to a hot collar on him there at the end. You see a little more inexperience on an Iroquois West squad there. You're going to want to keep an eye on that here tonight. Coaches can take some corrective motion into where to place your hands on getting those ball carriers.
Reaching the halfway point of the first quarter, about 6 minutes. Scoreless here from Bismarck. Iroquois West with the ball to start the game. Blue Devils defense shutting them down, and now on offense, they've got it first and 10. And we'll have a BHRA timeout to avoid the delay of game. Scoreless here, 6 minutes to go. BHRA versus Iroquois West, OSF Healthcare. Game of the week on WITY, WITY radio app, and WITY.com.
If you hit someone on the field of play, you are a boss. If you hit someone in downtown traffic, it's a loss. Collisions belong on the football field, not on the road. When accidents happen, you need coverage you can count on. As your local State Farm agent, Ross Webb, makes auto insurance simple, affordable, and built just for you. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross and save money with great coverage like a boss. Call 217-443-1500 and listen to WITY for Ross's Boss of the Week for distinguished play on the gridiron. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Darkie.
Back here from Bismarck, BHRA on offense, a fresh set of downs, first and 10 from the Iroquois West 23-yard line. Darren Brown, Chad Baker with you. 6:01 to go in the opening quarter. Single receiver to the left, two in the backfield under center Packard. Hands it off to the fullback, Cahill, up the middle. Gets about halfway to go for the first down and bring up second down for the Blue Devils. Ball spotted at the Iroquois West 17. This will be second down and about 4 to go. Clock running for the first quarter. The ground game been pretty good so far for the home Blue Devils. It'll go same formation, single receiver out to the left. That is Peyton Wallace. Two in the backfield under center Packard. Snap and the handoff to Parrish, right side, up the middle, first down, inside the 5, touchdown, BHRA.
17-yard pickup, Parrish with 51 yards on that opening drive, and you get the light show here at Peyton Moss. Turn the field blue.
BHRA up 6-0, 5:14 on the clock, pending the point after. Back to kick for the Blue Devils. Jaden Peters, the junior. Snap back, hold the kick up through the uprights and good for the plus one to make it 7-0 BHRA. 5:14 to go in the opening quarter here from Bismarck. BHRA up 7-0 against the visiting Iroquois West. We'll be back for the kickoff on WITY, WITY Radio, and WITY Radio app.
The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermillion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
7-0 lead, 5:14 left to go. BHRA in the driver's seat, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. Darren Brown, Chad Baker back with you. 7-play, 78-yard drive. Parrish capping it off with a 17-yard touchdown run. Peters with the extra point makes it 7-0, Darren.
BHRA in kickoff, back to receive for Iroquois West, Jaden Rodriguez, as well as Julian Melgoza. Kick underway, a little floater caught at the 25. That is Rodriguez, cuts back to the middle, and will be tackled around the Iroquois West 38.
That was a nice hit there by 68, Marcus Schreiner. And what happened was Jaden Rodriguez, a sophomore, and you get a lot of young guys playing on special teams, made the cardinal sin of stopping. The one thing you don't want to do if you have the football on a football field is stop. And it just set him up for that hit for Schreiner, and that's where he starts and where his team's going to start now with first and 10 from the 39.
Yeah, among just trying to gain yardage, keep the legs going, and try to prevent any sort of lower body injury by just completely stopping your body. Shotgun formation and a handoff. To the right, getting a little bit brought down near the line of scrimmage, the ball carrier Christian Guyton. And that'll bring up about second down and 9 for the Raiders. Ball spotted just shy of the Iroquois West 41. Coming in from the sideline, Wyatt Bring to give the play call. First offensive series for Iroquois West. The Blue Devils able to shut that one down. Second time on offense for the visiting Raiders. Single receiver out right, 3 in the backfield. Snap and the handoff. Left side, that one shut down right near the 40. BHRA D-line getting a good jump off the snap to bring up third and long.
We're seeing Breen do a little harder snap out there. Looks like there's a couple guys on that BHRA interior line doing a little rocking there, Darren. Something that both sides may want to pay attention to here tonight. We may get some of those offsides calls with IW on offense. Something that I think if you're Coach Dodd, you're going to want to clean up here very early on.
A third and about 8. Bit of a generous spot, depending on where the forward progress was stopped. Same formation, single receiver to the right. Shotgun snap, back to pass. Breen, right side, double coverage, and intercepted by the Blue Devils.
2 feet in, and Wallace just makes an acrobatic, kind of a almost an Odell Beckham-style catch to reel in the interception.
Wallace, one of the many two-way players, offense and defense for BHRA, helping himself and setting up the Blue Devils, their second drive from their own 38. The intended receiver there for Iroquois West, Aaron Songer, the junior, 6'2", 175. Breen thrown into double coverage, and Wallace, the safety, able to come up and make the pick. Single receiver out left. Now the handoff to Parrish, shut down behind the line of scrimmage, brought down near the BHRA 35 to bring up second and long.
The Iroquois West defense evidently had seen that one before. They've ran it a couple times here in this game. They were ready.
We mentioned pregame, a big theme for a lot of small schools at the high school level, where it's a heavy rush offense, being able to spread the ball around, carries for a lot of different offensive playmakers. It's able to give less predictability to your offense. Single receiver out right, that is Wallace, who had the big pick. Under center, Packard. Snap, handoff to the fullback. Makes one tackle, Cahill, and is down just past midfield. Just past the 45. So that'll bring up about third down and 3 for BHRA. Ball spotted at the Blue Devil 46.
Nice pickup by Cahill. He's had some nice runs here this evening. In fact, increasing yardage as he's went on. I fully anticipate him laying a hit on somebody and breaking one here before the evening's out.
Clock running about to the 2-minute mark for the first quarter. Single receiver to the left, Wallace. Under center, Packard. Snap. Handoff, left side run, first down, and more past midfield. That is the fullback, the junior Cahill. That'll stop the clock momentarily for the chains to move. Blue Devils, a fresh set of downs in Iroquois West territory.
Five carries, 31 yards for Cahill in first quarter action. He's going to have a lot of gives tonight between him and Parrish. They're going to carry the load, I have a feeling.
Ball spotted at the Raider 47. BHRA first and 10 from opponent territory. Same formation, single receiver to the left, two in the backfield. Snap under center, the handoff, left side run. Decent gain past the 40. The handoff to the junior Parrish. Brought down around the Raider 39. Bring up second and short for the Blue Devils.
Pickup of 8.
Clock just passed a minute and a half. Blue Devils taking their time.
107 yards rushing tonight between Parrish, Cahill, and Cunningham on the 11 offensive plays that BHRA has ran.
Up toward the ball, the center, Marcus Alpers. Single receiver out right this time. Formation flipped. Snap to Packard. Fake to the running back. Fullback's got it. Wide open room. Cahill, touchdown, Blue Devils.
I feel like I should charge for seeing the future. 39 yards. Cahill, I just said a moment ago, he was going to break one before the evening was out. And I just didn't think it would be that soon.
Score 13-0 pending the point after. And we saw that a lot with Westville, the game we did last week, where you give a lot of your carries to your primary running back, being able to get that going, and then fake it to the running back, give it to your fullback up the middle. Point after, floater kick from Peters, second PAT good. Peters 2 for 2 for the day, 14-0 BHRA. Under a minute to go in the first quarter. We'll be back for the kickoff on WITUI, WITUIRadio.com, and the WITUI radio app.
Farming is more than an occupation. It's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
It was a five-play, 64-yard drive. Cahill with the 39-yard touchdown run. Peters' extra point makes it 14-0 BHRA, Darren.
Yeah, two-score lead now for the home Blue Devils against the visiting Iroquois West Raiders. Too deep for Iroquois West, mixing it up a little bit. Back to return now, Bryson Short on the right side. It looks like Mason McFall out to the left. So you had Rodriguez back there last time, moved up on the second line. And a onside kick for BHRA. Iroquois West trying to fall on it. Looks like the Blue Devils recover, waiting for a signal.
Everything went right for the Blue Devils there as they get it.
And it is possession BHRA right around midfield.
Miles Kuhn in there. The freshman making the big play.
So after taking a two-possession lead, 14-0, 47 seconds to go for the opening quarter, Blue Devils back on offense in Iroquois West territory. The onside kick recovered at the Raider 49. Single receiver to the left, Wallace. He's had an interception on defense. Quick whistle here before the opening series. Iroquois West going to take a timeout, try to slow some momentum. 14-0 the lead for BHRA, recovering the onside kick. They're on offense. 47 seconds to go for the first quarter here on WITUI, WITUIRadio.com, and the WITUI radio app.
Get outdoor ready at Leto's Hardware.
This grilling season, see the experts about the setup that will work best for you. Aluminum grills, tailgate kits, wood pellet smokers. They've got it all. Plus all of the sauces, rubs, and accessories you need. While you're here, visit our garden section or get your window screens fixed to let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out. This is Fifi the Cat, reminding you to follow us on Facebook. Leto's Hardware, where we do it best.
Back here from Bismarck, BHRA, hosting the Iroquois West Raiders. Karen Brown, Chad Baker with you on the USF Healthcare Vermilion Valley Conference Game of the Week here on WITY. First and 10 for the home Blue Devils at the Iroquois West 49 following the onside kick. Single receiver to the left. Handoff, left side run up the middle. Ball on the ground, and the Raiders have it. After recovering an onside kick, a fumble on the first play from scrimmage.
Freshman Braylon Dow right there to hop on it. A good play, and he's going to get orange wedges in high fives over on his sideline now, much like Mason Kuhn. I mean, we may see before the end of the night everybody that's dressing as a freshman make a big play out here. That'd be a feel-good story.
Ball recovered at the Raider 47. So decent field position for the visiting Iroquois West. Single receiver out to the left. Shotgun snap, handoff, run up the middle. A little bit of a gap, stumbling forward into Blue Devil territory and down at the Blue Devil 46 to bring up second down and short. Trying to build momentum off of the turnover. They've got second down and three to go from BHRA territory. Clock winding, 10 seconds to go for the opening quarter. Last play of the first quarter. Snap, handoff, left side. That is Melgoza trying to gain the distance. Can't quite get there. Brought down around the line of scrimmage. And that'll end the opening quarter here from BHRA. It'll be third down on offense for the visiting Raiders. The home Blue Devils up 14-0. We'll be back for the second quarter here on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Honey, I'm leaving to run those errands.
Hey, would you mind dropping by the pharmacy, too? My doctor switched my cholesterol medication.
Oh, sure. I'm glad he's looking out for you.
Through all life stages, you can count on your OSF Healthcare primary care provider. They can handle everything from school physicals to annual wellness visits to managing chronic conditions and more. Schedule an appointment today at osfhealthcare.org/primary. OSF Healthcare, your life, our mission.
Summer storms can be unpredictable, but ServPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. ServPro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call ServPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077. Mission Canine Warrior is dedicated to provide PTSD service dogs to veterans. Their annual fundraiser will be held Saturday, November 15th at the Catlin Banquet Center. For other events and information, be sure to visit missioncaninewarrior.org or find Mission Canine Warrior on Facebook.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com.
Flipping the field, Iroquois West going right to left. The handoff for Miller on third down. Brought down right around the line of scrimmage, and a good run stuff for BHRA's defensive line. Going to bring up fourth and two for the Raiders.
Good stop there on the defense by BHRA.
So the visiting Raiders trailing by two scores, 14-0. Here at BHRA. Fourth down and two from the Bismarck Henning Rossville Alvin 45. Single receiver to the left. Shotgun formation, Breen. Breen gets the snap. Play action to the right. Short pass falls incomplete. And the Blue Devils are going to take over on downs from their own 45. So you had the onside kick from BHRA after their second touchdown. And then the subsequent play, a fumble on the rush, giving it back to the Raiders. But then a fourth down stop. And the Blue Devils back on offense.
They'll just keep grinding here. That's, I think, going to be the recipe for success tonight.
First and 10 from the Blue Devil, 45. Single receiver out to the left. Packard under center. Snap, a little toss. Run to the right, that is Parrish. Parrish just past midfield and tackled by a pair of Raiders. It was Robinson and Melgoza there to make the tackle. They'll spot him down at the Raider 49 to bring up second down and four.
Maybe try to see some one-upmanship between Parrish and Cahill. Each have six carries, each have a touchdown. Cahill with 70 yards, Parrish with 62. Longest run for Cahill's been 39. Longest run for Parrish, 34.
Second and four, line to gain the Raider 45. Single receiver to the right. Under center, Packard. Gets the snap. Fake to the running back. The handoff to Cahill up the middle. And brought down around the 46 to bring up third and short. Will be third down and one to go for the Blue Devils in Raider territory. This is their fourth offensive series, the first two resulting in touchdowns. The third offensive series, like we said, just the one play. Fumble after the onside kick to give it back to Iroquois West. Third and one from the IW 46. Same formation, strong right. Packard under center. Snap and the handoff. First down and more for the fullback. Cahill brought down inside the 35, out of bounds. Clock stopping momentarily for the first down as Cahill gets it to the IW 33. Fresh set of downs for the home Blue Devils. Nine minutes, 40 seconds to go. Clock winding. Two-score lead for BHRA, 14-0. It's about 2.5 minutes into the second quarter. Single receiver out to the right, Wallace. Packard under center. Snap the handoff to Parrish. Left side trying to break free from a tackle and brought down. Forward progress. I'm going to mark him with about a yard gained.
That's Band and Gaetan in there trying to split Liam Parrish like a wishbone.
So second and nine for BHRA. Ball spotted at the IW 32. Center up to the line of scrimmage first. The other 10 following. Single receiver out left, Wallace. Six up at the D-line for the Raiders. Snap, handoff to the fullback up the middle. Trying to break a tackle, but down. Looks like they're going to give him the first down. That was Cahill. Chain's going to move. Fresh set of downs for BHRA. They're going to mark him at the IW 23.
Cahill up to 95 yards rushing. As a team, they're up to 178 yards all on rushes tonight. No pass attempts yet for BHRA.
Wallace, the receiver, out wide left. Strong left at the line. Handoff again to Cahill, but whistled dead before the snap. A flag. Looks like it'll be a false start called against the BHRA offense. So you had two holding calls against the Blue Devils on their first offensive series. Were able to avoid the laundry on their second series. Both of those ending up in touchdowns either way. That one the first penalty of this drive. So that'll move the ball back to the IW 33. IW 28. First and 15. Wallace, the receiver, out to the right. Strong right formation. In motion, Cunningham. Handoff up the middle, trying to punch through toward the red zone. The handoff to Cahill. Gaining back some of those penalty yards.
They'll send him over 100 for the evening.
They'll mark him down at the 20-yard line. It'll be second down and about seven to go for the Blue Devils offense. Clock running, about to reach the seven-minute mark for the second quarter. 14-0 the score, the home BHRA Blue Devils leading the Iroquois West Raiders. Wallace in the slot out to the left. In motion, Cunningham moves to the left. Toss to the left, open room for Parrish. Flag thrown, Parrish inside the 10 toward the sideline. Has the first pending the penalty. See, maybe a hold here against the Blue Devils.
I think that's going to come back here, Darren.
And you have a penalty against BHRA. So that'll move the ball back. He had the first down with the toss to Parrish. A lot of room toward that left side of the field. So ref's going to move the ball back. The line of scrimmage was right at the 20-yard line. Let's see, I think they're waiting to spot this ball after the penalty. BHRA had broken out of the huddle. So it was the 20-yard line, a 10-yard penalty to move it to the IW 30. Original line of scrimmage was the 23. Now the 30. So second and 17 for the Blue Devils. In motion, Cunningham, right to left. Handoff to the fullback. Breaks one tackle. Plunging forward past the 20. So gaining all of those yards back in change. The handoff to Cahill. That'll make it third and medium for BHRA. Yard to gain the Iroquois West, 13. Ball spotted at the 19. Third and six for the Blue Devils. Up to the line of scrimmage, first to center Alpers, the sophomore. Receiver out right, Wallace near side from our vantage point. Strong right for the Blue Devils. Two in the backfield, in motion, Cunningham, right to left. Packard, handoff, toss to the left to Parrish. Parrish cuts the middle, has the first and brought down around the five. First down for BHRA to set up first and goal for the Blue Devils. Clock stopping momentarily with the first down. About near the 5.5 minute mark for the second quarter. They'll spot him down at the IW 6. The Blue Devils 6 yards to go for their third touchdown of the game. The receiver, Wallace, out left. Formation strong to the right under center Packer. Set for the snap. The handoff to Packard. To the fullback. Up the middle. Brought down around the three. The handoff to Cahill. And that'll bring up second and goal for BHRA.
10 yards per carry exactly. 12 carries, 120 yards for Cahill. We're just now hitting the 5 minute mark of quarter number two.
Cahill able to get to the three. Second and goal, 3 yards to go to the goal line. Same formation, the receiver Wallace out left. Packard, ball on the ground, and it looks like the Raiders able to recover it.
Gaitan right there, he fell on it. His second fumble recovery this evening, if I'm not mistaken.
The second turnover for BHRA in two consecutive offensive series. The first one on the first play from scrimmage. The one after when it was second and goal all the way at the 3 yard line. And the Raiders deep in their own territory, 4.5 minutes to go for the first half. Take over on offense.
Teachable moments there. You got a young squad that's an inexperienced squad. And in red zone, turnovers is not what you really want to see.
A single receiver out to the left for the visiting Raiders. Handoff to the right, brought down past the line of scrimmage, a few yards gain on the rush to the right for Iroquois West to bring up second and long. Hand off there to the senior Guyton to make it second and eight. Yeah, like you said there, similar to for baseball where someone tries to turn a double play and kind of fumbles it in the process, where they say you got to get one before you get two. Mm-hmm. Got to make sure you secure the handoff before you're trying to gain extra yards. Second and eight for the Raiders. Single receiver out left. Toss to the left. Trying to go to the sideline. Brought down just shy of the 10. To bring up third and long. Ball carrier there. Mel Goza, the senior. They'll mark him down at the IW 9. Line to gain the 15. So third and six to go for Iroquois West. Clock running about to reach 3 minutes for the first half. Breaking the huddle up to the line of scrimmage. Receiver to the left, the junior Songer. Two in the backfield, bringing the senior under center. Snap, play action, back to pass. The throw in double coverage over the head of everybody. Falls incomplete. And that'll bring up fourth and six inside the 10 for the Raiders.
After making the completion on his first pass of the game, Breen has went 0 for 4 with an interception. It's not been close either on some of these pass attempts, either sailing it over the head of the intended receiver or going at least a couple of steps away.
So back for presumably punt formation, Mel Goza. Nobody back for the Blue Devils. See if they're more keen on trying to get a block deep in Iroquois West territory. Now finally back. One returner. Left-footed punt partially tipped. Stays in IW territory. Bit of a roll past the 35, and it's going to die around the Raider 39. Finally down by the sophomore Robinson. And BHRA, 2:45 to go in the second quarter. Back on offense in Raider territory.
Short field in front of them. Best field position they start with tonight. They got to correct the communication issues. And at the end of that last offensive drive right after the fumble, Coach Mark Dodd and Landon Packard having the coach-student moment out there on the field talking about making sure you're completing those handoffs, watching the ball right into your ball carrier.
Flag thrown pre-snap.
In the defensive secondary there.
Yeah, pre-snap penalty against Iroquois West. You got 12 on the field. And running off the lineman, Adam Hall. So first and 10 from the 39 becomes first and 5 from the 34. Same formation, Wallace wide out left. Strong to the right. In motion, Cunningham. Handoff to the fullback. Brought down near the line of scrimmage. The handoff to Parrish. Bring up second and medium for PHRA. 2.5 to go in the first half here from Bismarck. Blue Devils leading 14-0 against the visiting Iroquois West Raiders.
Have the halftime show courtesy of the store coming up here. Just a few moments.
In motion, Cunningham to Cahill, breaks one tackle and finally brought down with forward progress. Guyton, the senior, surging from the linebacker spot to push him back and bring up third down.
A little bit of fire coming out of this IW defense all of a sudden here. They may have been pumped a little bit from that fumble recovery and a couple stops here that have BHRA rolling a little bit on offense.
Yeah, the defense forcing two turnovers thus far, the two fumbles. Trying to keep the energy going. Third and about three. Toss and brought down right around the line of scrimmage. Parrish got tripped up and down around the 32, the line of scrimmage, to bring up fourth and short.
Well, they're to the point of the evening where they're realizing they can focus primarily on Cahill and Parrish as being the likely ball carriers.
Offense out there for fourth down. Jumping on the Iroquois West side, the defensive line. Offsides, looks like it'll give BHRA a first down from penalty. Line of scrimmage was the Iroquois West 32. 5-yard penalty, moving it to the Raider 27. Whistle dead and a timeout on the field. 14-0 the score. BHRA leading Iroquois West. Minute to go for the opening half here on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY app. We're going to keep it here. Offense and defense back on the field. Not sure what the stoppage was.
Waving off a timeout.
First and 10, BHRA. Minute 4 for the first half. Out wide to the left, Wallace. Packard snap. Play action. Rolling to the left. Packard throw in the air near the first down marker. Out of bounds. The intended receiver was Top, a sophomore. Off his hands just a bit over his head to bring up second and 10.
First pass attempt of the evening. And it didn't look like a horrible one. Of course, Packard throwing against his body. A little difficult throw to make for anyone, let alone the junior quarterback, just still kind of in the lower end of his experience.
So second and 10 from the IW 27. Same formation, single receiver wide to the left. Handoff to Cahill. Up the middle, broke one tackle, plunging past the 20 into the red zone to bring up third and short. Missile blown dead. Timeout called by BHRA to give the offense some time. 48 seconds to go for the opening quarter. 14-0. We'll take a 30-second break. WITY, WITYRadio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Got an earache, ankle sprain, or cough? We can help you shake it off. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. Sprain or fracture keeping you from play? We can give you a quick x-ray. For care that's easy and quick, OSF On-Call Urgent Care can do the trick. Walk in for care from 8 to 8 every day. We'll give you the help you need and you'll be on your way. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare to find a location near you.
Back here from Bismarck, OSF Healthcare, game of the week in the Vermilion Valley Conference. Darren Brown, Chad Baker with you. Third and one for the Blue Devils in Iroquois West territory. Third and one from the Raider 18. 48 and a half seconds to work with before halftime. Clock would stop with a first down. Same formation, wide out left, Wallace. Packard under center. Gets the snap, play action. To the right, stops in the pocket. Ball lofted in the air. Incomplete toward Parrish to bring up fourth and one with 43 seconds for the opening half. So you would figure the Blue Devils going for it, trying to get more points on the board before the end of the first half. Got 1 yard to go to get the first down. 18 yards of the goal line. Wide out to the right near side from our vantage point. Peyton Wallace. Strong right. Packers snap. Handoff. The fullback. Some open room. Cahill. Right side. Open. Touchdown. BHRA. Cahill with his second score of the game to make it 20-0 pending the point after. With just under 40 seconds to go until the half.
Another big run by Cahill, who's having a huge coming out party this evening.
Going after 2 for 2 so far for Peters. Snap hold good. Kick underway through the uprights. And it's 21-0 BHRA at home against the visiting Iroquois West Raiders. 37 seconds remaining in the opening half here from Bismarck on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Bring up the subject of life insurance, and many people try to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. Kurt Ellis, your local State Farm agent in Danville, focusing on the benefits of life insurance. Life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of having life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Kurt Ellis at 217-446-8039 or visit his office at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville and get to a better state with State Farm.
36.9 seconds left in the half. 21-0 PHRA. It was a 7-play, 39-yard drive. Cahill with 18 yards of that on the touchdown run. Peters, extra point good, making it 21-0 here, Darren, right before the half. And if you're Iroquois West, now you're probably feeling less a little confident on defense after not being able to stop that.
Yes, or it could be much more open than it was. The two fumbles giving the ball back to the Raiders. Kickoff, little floater just past the second line. Double bouncer picked up by the Raiders. Plunging forward toward the 30 and brought down. First contact there for BHRA was Isaac Cahill. And the Raiders have just over 30 seconds to work with before the end of the first half. They'll spot them at the 29.
IW will kick off to BHRA start off second half.
So 71 yards to go to get a touchdown before the end of the first half. 21-0 the lead for the home BHRA Blue Devils. Raiders, three receivers to the right. Five up front, one in the backfield with the QB, Breen. On two, back, and a toss to the right. Guyton breaks one tackle with the stiff arm. Up forward, cuts to the left, first down toward the sideline. Brought down inside the 45. Clock will stop with the first down.
That was Miller in there in place of Breen in that quarterback position. He's the sophomore, the guy that we initially thought was going to start the game.
And after the first down, clock winding, and now timeout taken by the Raiders. Just under 20 seconds to go for the first half here from Bismarck. Raiders down three scores here on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app. Will be back after 30 seconds.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. Your prescription will take a few more hours to fill. I will need to call your insurance for approval for one of them. It's been busy in our store drive-thru today, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this in this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
First and 10, visiting Iroquois West Raiders at their own 46 on the road against Bismarck ending Rossville Alvin Blue Devils. 19.6 seconds on the clock for the opening half. In motion, Guyton to the right. Ball on the ground, having a fall on it, the QB Miller. And another timeout called by Iroquois West to stop the clock, bringing up third and long with 15 seconds to go.
So things weren't going so smoothly with Breen at QB. Now we've seen Miller in there, and it looks like he's been out of sorts. So it's going to be interesting to see how Iroquois West makes those second half adjustments. Obviously, they're not going to make a whole lot of adjustments here with just 15 seconds left, Darren, but you've got a BHRA defense that they've done some good things, but let's face it, they haven't really been tested here this evening. Melgoza and Gaitan, and outside of that 17-yard run we just saw, just really struggled to get anything going. Same with Melgoza, who has five carries on 10 yards.
or 10 yards on five carries, as it were. So not going smoothly here. Just 35 yards of offense for the Raiders here in the first half.
Second down and 16. Original line of scrimmage, the 46. After the fumble, lost the yards. Line of scrimmage, the 40. Three receivers to the left now in motion, making it four. Shotgun, flag thrown. Ball in the air, short pass complete to Songer. Cutting toward the sideline and brought down just past the 45. See what the penalty is here. Clock stopping just shy of 5 seconds. Be third and long, pending the penalty. You got an illegal motion on the side of Iroquois West. Yeah, Guyton going from the backfield to join the three receivers out to the left. Penalized in the process. Referee with the ball at the 45, stepping back. That's going to move it. Stopped at the 40 momentarily, and now back to the 35. So it was second and 16 from the 40. Make it second and 21. Clock winding down. That'll be the end of the first half. Shutout through 24 minutes for the home BHRA Blue Devils defense. 21-0 the score here from Bismarck. Back for halftime and the final 24 minutes when we come back on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
As a grandfather, you know what it takes to make special memories with your grandkids.
Grandpa, look what I can do.
But did you know that 1 in 8 men will get prostate cancer? The good news is that regular screenings can detect cancer early when it's easier to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare. Because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep spoiling those little ones before sending them home. Visit osfhealthcare.org/get screened.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
At Straight Talk, we get it. You say no a lot.
Mom, can I get a tarantula?
No.
Coffee?
No.
So we're giving you more reasons to say yes, like a free 5G phone with real unlimited data with select plan activation.
Can I use the free phone?
Yes.
See? Doesn't it feel good to say yes to more?
Absolutely.
Face tattoo?
Absolutely not.
Available at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Taxes and fees apply. In-store activation of Gold Unlimited plan or higher required. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Welcome to the Store Halftime Show, brought to you by The Store. For your after-game celebrations, head to The Store on the northwest corner of the four-way stop in Catlin.
Well, it's a good one here if you're the home fans at Peyton Moss. 21-0 lead for BHRA here at halftime. The cheerleading camp. Always a fun time whenever you get the senior and junior squad or the varsity squad with those that are coming up through the grade school ranks, getting to entertain the crowd tonight, and that's what they're doing out there right now. Welcome to the Store Halftime Show. For your after-game celebrations, head on over to the Store in downtown Catlin. Coming up, we'll have the look at the halftime adjustments. Country financial agent Dustin Ehler, a big part of that. We'll have the Surf Pro of Vermilion County scoreboard schedule coming up. Some fun going on that one as well. So take a look at the stats for this one here.
You've got three touchdowns, all scored by BHRA. Their first drive was a 7-play, 78-yard drive. Parrish with the 17-yard touchdown run. Peters' extra point made 7-0. Their ensuing drive, 5-play, 64-yard drive, capped off with a Cahill 39-yard touchdown run. Peters' extra point made 14-0. They would have some give and go with the Iroquois West squad, and then their last drive of the half was a Cahill 18-yard touchdown run, capping off a 7-play, 39-yard drive. Peters' extra point made it 21-0. So we take a look at the stats here. Not much to really share with you here. For BHRA, Packards 0-for-2 passing. Of course, no passing yards there. It's been the Isaac Cahill show, 14 carries, 147 yards, 2 TDs. William Parrish has added 11 carries for 79 yards and a touchdown. Mason Cunningham, 1 carry for 20 yards. So there again, the story has been 246 yards, all rushing, all on 14, 25, 26 carries for BHRA. Iroquois West, not that. They've had 1-for-5 passing from Breen for 10 yards. He has an interception, that 10-yard reception to Aaron Songer. On the rushing side, Mel Goza with 5 carries for 10 yards. Gaytan, 4 carries for 21 yards. A lot of that on that 17-yard carry. And then Aiden Miller with 1 carry for negative 6. Their total yardage here for the evening thus far, 21, 31, 41, 30, 35 yards of total offense for Iroquois West. And, of course, the couple turnovers out there for each of these defensive squads. That's where we sit, 21-0 here at the half. As the band now enjoying entertainment on the field during an elongated halftime show. We'll take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we will take a look at Surf Pro of Vermilion County scoreboard schedule. Take a look at the halftime adjustments from our friend, Country Financial agent Dustin Ehler. We'll have a lot to unpack when your halftime show, courtesy of the store, continues. Courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios here on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY Danville, WITYRadio.com, and the WITY Radio app.
No matter your age, it's important to keep an eye on your health, and one of the best ways to do that is staying up to date on screenings and vaccinations. This can help detect illnesses in their earliest, most curable stages or prevent them altogether. OSF Healthcare can handle all of your family's primary care needs, including screenings and vaccinations, for every stage of life. Schedule an appointment today at osfhealthcare.org/primary. OSF Healthcare, your life, our mission.
The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermilion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student-athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
Stay up to date with the latest farm markets, news, and trends with WITY's Ag Team. This is Dennis Michelson with over 3 hours of farm programming every day. WITY is Ileana's choice when it comes to the information you need. Be sure to listen to Farm Gate with Stu Ellis every weekday, 12:15, and Down on the Farm, where we talk to the experts to learn about the latest ag technology, news, and events in our region. The WITY Ag Team. The most boots on the ground in Ileana.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. Your prescription will take a few more hours to fill. I will need to call your insurance for approval for one of them. It's been busy in our store and drive-thru today, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this in this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
Welcome back to the store halftime show. For your after-game celebrations, head to the store located northwest side of the 4-way stop in downtown Catlett. 21-0 is what we have here with the lead in favor of BHRA. So we take a look at your Surf Pro of Vermilion County scoreboard here. In Danville and Vermilion County, call 217-443-0077. 21-0 the lead here for BHRA. Let's take a look around the area here. Battle of Unbeatens up at Clifton. It is Oakwood on the road leading 14-13 in the Battle of the Comets there, Darren.
Yeah, and that one, like you said, Battle of the Unbeatens. Two teams really trying to prove some things in the early part of their VCC schedule. Oakwood with the one-point advantage. Looking forward to the rest of that one.
In a battle of the winless teams, it's Moments leading Hoopston area Armstrong Potomac at home by a count of 20-14. They just went up in that game.
Yeah, two teams trying to prove some things in a different way. You had the Comets trying to prove how good they are in the top of the standings. Those two teams, Moments, trying to battle back from being winless, pick up their first win of the year.
In the Coal Bucket game tonight, it's a 35-0 lead for the Westville Tigers. Pretty much how we thought that was going to probably run this evening.
Yeah, definitely. That one, you know, much more different than the one-score games. I'm trying to just, you know, more run-of-the-mill there.
Team that lost to Westville week one, Salt Fork, been taking it out on people ever since. Well, they're taking it out on the Watseka Warriors tonight. Last check, 27-0 to lead in that one.
Salt Fork, you know, pretty much like you would expect. They didn't have too much of a roster turnover. Been a pretty solid, consistent team the last few years, and maybe so far, maybe say not like a Westville team, like you said, taking a pretty strong beating to them. But once they get past Westville, trying to take it out on the rest of the Vermilion Valley.
In Big 12 action, you've got an 14-7 lead for Centennial at home against the Danville Vikings.
Yeah, I was thinking if you were going to say on the road against Central, then it would still be the same place. But, yeah, Big 12 battle, them in Danville. Not too far of a drive, but that would be a nice road win.
Absolutely. Little Illini tonight. You have second quarter action. At the half now, actually. Paris leading Lawrenceville 12-7.
I didn't know France had teams in the Little Illini Conference, so nonetheless, that one should be a good battle.
That Little Illini Conference is all over the place, let me tell you. The Little Illini Prairie Conference got a barn burner tonight. This one just went to half, and Unity scored right before half. They're up 21-10 on St. Joe Ogden.
Yeah, those two teams, again, have been pretty consistently good. And St. Joe Ogden, I believe you've got a four-star recruit possibly going to Illinois on the offensive line, so that'll be a good one to watch.
Bloomington Central Catholic got a running clock whenever they come out of the locker room. They're still in second quarter action on Rantoul, 44-0.
Yeah, that one a tough one. Rantoul, again, a team trying to kind of dig out of a hole from the last few years.
Prairie Central, a close one against PBL. 7-6 is the lead there.
Two local opponents, you know, from my neck of the woods in Gibson and Paxton, more so the rivalry than Prairie Central, but two teams to kind of keep note of, and once you get past kind of the regular season, maybe cheering for a little bit.
Over in the Lincoln Prairie Conference, Cumberland up by a count of 20-0 on Tri-County.
Shut out so far in the first half and a three-score lead there, looking to close that one out.
Also a three-score lead is Nokomis leading Villa Grove 28-7. Villa Grove, that long road trip across the state to Nokomis.
Yeah, Villa Grove down south, you know, flood territory, trying to bounce back from that one.
You've got over on the Indiana side here as the games are starting to wind down a little bit. Riverton Park, a final over North Vermilion, 49-3 this evening.
Yeah, that one a tough one. Like you said, on the Indiana side, they've got an hour ahead of us, so finishing those up before the Illinois side of things.
Seeger got a running clock on Park Heritage. That one's going to go quick, 42-2. That one going towards a final. You have Fountain Central also on a running clock over Attica, 42-0. And Frontier up on Benton Central, 47-6. Only game we don't have an update on is that Covington South Vermilion game. That is being played over at Covington tonight. So That's a look at your Surf Pro of Vermilion County scoreboard in Danville. Call 217-443-0077 or in Vermilion County. Surf Pro like it never even happened. Let's take a look at halftime adjustments here, courtesy of our friend, Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler in Fairmount. You can give Dustin a call, 217-733-2154, and you can find him in his new office there on the north side of the railroad tracks in Fairmount. And I tell you, Darren, right now, if you're Iroquois West, you know, you're looking for anything going. BHRA hasn't needed to play a perfect game, and they haven't had to do a lot on defense tonight. I would imagine with some of the adjustments that we started seeing Iroquois West make on offense there towards the end of the first half, that they're going to try to really do some, throw some different things at BHRA to try to get a spark going.
Yeah, the Raiders, not no passes in their first, you know, few series, but trying to air it out more toward the end of the first half out of necessity, trying to get points on the board before the end of the first 24. But you look at the BHRA side, like you said, two turnovers so far, and despite that, a 21-0 lead. And Iroquois West on defense, you know the Blue Devils are going to run the ball. You just got to try to get a better jump off the snap and try to shut things down.
Absolutely. If you're BHRA, you want to make sure, hey, you don't get anybody hurt. You don't have a lot of folks that you really want to get, you know, you want to protect. But obviously right now, Cahill and Parrish, the bulk of your offense here, you definitely want to protect those guys. The line doing a good job of that tonight.
Yeah, definitely. And you've seen on the few play action plays you've had for BHRA, a lot of time to throw, whether they were completions or not. And you had the one big one, the other one that was negated by a penalty. And that's the other thing for BHRA. You've had kind of a few penalties to speak toward the, you know, not a perfect game, the turnovers and the penalties. So, you know, you don't want to end a good drive via turnover, and you don't want to negate some big plays from a holding.
Absolutely. So definitely going to see how this works out here in the second half. I tell you, you know, as we move along here, we mentioned at the beginning of the program tonight, it is a four-ninths of the regular season done tonight, and you got teams that right now they're digging themselves some pretty big holes. I think we figure usually you can safely say 3 to 4 teams going to go into the playoffs from the VVC, but I mean, outside of Westville, you have a pretty good feeling that Oakwood and Clifton Central, one of those teams is going to be there, maybe both. Outside of that, you know, it's pretty scrappy right now. You've got Salt Fork bouncing back, you know, to show them that they belong. BHRA wants to be named in that pack there. It's going to be a stretch to make the 5. They got a lot of work that they got to make up here.
Yeah, I would say Salt Fork you can maybe figure is going to make it unless they have a lot of complications throughout the rest of their schedule. But yeah, other than that, it's going to be a dogfight with a lot of roster turnover throughout the VCC. And like you said, it's important to have some momentum going into the playoffs, but all the wins count the same, so you got to win them early too.
Absolutely. And if you're one of those teams that is kind of down in dumps right now, you know, you're really trying to stretch your talent out, see what you do have. You're wanting to play for pride. You don't want to lay down necessarily for anybody, but you're looking to try to get where you can. And if you can knock off a team, maybe upset them along the way, take them out, get that momentum back on your side, you know, that's your victory. That's your playoff at that point in time, is whether or not you can trip up one of the Blue Bloods and make them go home a little earlier than what they anticipated.
Yeah, like you said, the intangible things like momentum, such a big thing, not only, you know, toward winning games, progressing through the season, like you said, just making a statement, you know, even if a team like BHRA or, you know, someone else throughout the VCC, maybe not up to the caliber that they have been the last few years, just being able to say, like, if you're Iroquois West, like, we beat BHRA or one of these other teams, then it's just a good statement to make and give you some confidence going into the later years.
Absolutely. We will have coming up in our UHAS Diagnostics postgame show tonight a full rundown of all the stats. We will have Ross's boss of the game, courtesy of State Farm agent Ross Webb. They'll announce that winner. And we'll have another check of your Surf Pro of Vermilion County scoreboard schedule. And, of course, definitely check back in the morning during Saturday Sports Connection presented by Surf Pro of Vermilion County for the week that was, the week that will be in area sports. Anticipate to have the coach with us. We'll hear from Stacey Rickard, volleyball coach at Salt Fork. find out how her season's going. Also talk with hopefully the Ross's boss of the game, if we can get it all worked out here this evening, to find out what the secret of their performance was here this evening. And there again, you know, it's going to be a fun one here down the stretch. I'm sure we'll have quite a bit to talk about in the morning. That's 9:06 on all of our platforms. 21-0 here at Peyton Moss. We will take we'll take 3 minutes off here, Brennan, and we will be back for third quarter action here with BHRA leading 21-0. Thanks for tuning in to the Store Halftime Show here on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Thanks for listening to the Store Halftime Show. There for your after-game celebrations in downtown Catlin. Second half is on the way next on WITY.
Game night in Catlin? You know where to go. The Store, restaurant, and bar. It's your hometown hangout for Friday night sports. Open late so you can celebrate after the final whistle. Craving something delicious? Try the homemade pizza or one of the stacked subs, Italian beef, chicken, bacon, ranch, and more. Open every day but Wednesday for lunch, dinner, and good times. Need it to go? Call ahead for fast pickup. 217-843-0984. Find them at 102 North Sandusky in Catlin. The Store, restaurant, and bar, where fun is always in Store.
Just because you have a variety of insurance policies doesn't mean you need a variety of agents. I'm Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative in Fairmount. I can help you with all of your insurance needs, from life to health to property insurance, in town or on the farm. I can show you how to take advantage of any discounts available for good drivers to good students, homes equipped with smoke detectors, and more. And the best thing is, it's all available from one person. Call me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount at 217-733-2154.
When it comes to your health, you know your workout goals for the year. But do you know when to screen for cancer? More than 9 out of 10 cancers are diagnosed in people 45 and older. But regular screenings can detect cancer early when it's easier to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare. Because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep pushing yourself further in the gym. Visit osfhealthcare.org/get screened.
Integrity Vending is the only locally owned, full-service vending company in North Central Illiana. Alan and Carrie Rathgaber has proudly owned Integrity Vending since 2012, serving Vermilion, Ford, and Iroquois counties in Illinois and Vermilion County, Indiana, with a full vending line. Be sure to ask about their open-air markets with hot and cold sandwiches and the potential of frozen meal entree delivery. Call Integrity Vending today for your full-service vending needs at 217-213-5102.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com.
Welcome back to Peyton Moss Field. It's a 21-0 lead here. I want to remind you that we've got more broadcasts coming up here in subsequent weeks. Give you a rundown of what we've got. Next week, we will be at Oakwood. Yes, under the stars, that's where we sit. They've got that open porch for broadcasters there. It'll be Westville and Oakwood with a 6:30 State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame and a 7 p.m. kickoff from Marty McFarland Field next Friday night. Then a Thursday game in Week 6, Oakwood at Hoopston area, Armstrong, Potomac. We'll be up there for that one. We've got Westville hosting Watseka in Week 7. Week 8, we will be at Georgetown Ridge Farm High School, Ike Birchfield for GRFC and BHRA. Week 9, we're at Byerly Hagman for Salt Fork and Clifton Central. We'll have the playoff pairing show coming up on that Saturday. So definitely mark those on your calendar, and you can all carry us all with you on your mobile devices, WITYradio.com. Bring a radio with you if you're old-fashioned. And listen in on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY. Or you can, if you're really fancy and really out there, just take a laptop with you everywhere you go, or a tablet, whichever, and listen on the old-school WITYradio.com. Did we ever say think that we'd say that, the old-school WITYradio.com? But that's what's coming down the pipeline here. It's coming quicker than you think. We're already halfway done with week four here, Darren Brown, as we set up for kickoff. You'll carry the carry us the rest of the way here, at least until I'm needed.
That is how fractions work, right? Through week three, nine-game season, and pass through a third of the way of the year. So Iroquois West kicking off. Blue Devils on offense. Assuming no onside kick or anything, maybe. There you go, a little squib kick toward the midfield and recovered by Iroquois West.
And I love the intensity there that BHRA had. They came out and absolutely just laid a couple hits on the coverage team for IW. And somehow everybody that decided to be aggressive decided they didn't have somebody to maintain to collect the ball. So it stayed on the ground. Gaitan right there to pick it up. And great field position for Iroquois West to start off.
I say the big question, did it go 10 yards? It did. Ball spotted just into Blue Devils territory at the BHRA 49. Iroquois West on offense in Wildcat. Now a whistle. Officials timeout. Momentarily. Now back to it. 21-0 the score through the first half. BHRA in the lead. Back to pass. Miller to the right floater. About 5 yards gain brought down at the BHRA just past the 45. So it'll be second and medium for the visiting Raiders. So second and...
That was Songer with that catch. His second of the evening.
Second and seven from the Blue Devil 46. Line to gain the 39. Raiders in Blue Devil territory, I believe, for the first time of the game. Back shotgun snap. Quick throw on the slant. Caught by Guyton. Brought down inside the 35 and a first down for Iroquois West.
So now we're seeing some connection with Miller in there. It's definitely been a different look than when Breen was quarterbacking. They're getting some mixing it up here for the Raiders. Breen in there.
Aiden Miller, the sophomore, listed at 6'4", 215. So not only an imposing presence, they'll have him for the rest of this year and then two more years after. Miller, two claps, quick throw, left side, nearly intercepted, batted down. It was off the hands of the Blue Devils, Isaac Cahill there in coverage.
Gaitan had to turn into a defender very quick there, slapped it away with his left hand. Both in the vicinity, both Cahill and Gaitan.
So second and 10 from the BHRA 32. Clock stops at 10.5. Third quarter action here from Bismarck. BHRA Blue Devils hosting the Iroquois West Raiders in a Vermilion Valley Conference battle. Three receivers to the right. Shotgun snap to Miller. Rolls to the right. Looking for someone to throw to. Short pass. Ball batted down. Incomplete to bring up third and 10. So two pass breakups in a row for the Blue Devils defense. Onside kick on the opening kick for the second half. Iroquois West recovers. So starting on offense in Blue Devil territory, now facing third and 10 after picking up the first. Just a minute and a half into the third quarter. 5 seconds to go on the play clock. Miller, the snap, quick throw to the left, just low, incomplete, hits the ground. That one intended for the senior Gaitan.
So after connecting on that 14-yard pass to Gaitan earlier, we've got three incomplete passes from Miller. if anything, quarterback situation at Iroquois West a little on the streaky side.
You start out with the senior Breen, shorter, and then the sophomore now Miller. Fourth and 10, Raiders offense going to go for it. Trips right. Strong left formation in the shotgun, Miller. Miller gets the snap, steps to the right, throw, slant complete, and tackled before he could gain the first down. That one complete to Songer. A Blue Devils defense there to make the stop, taken over on downs. So an onside kick from Iroquois West had them starting a possession in Blue Devils territory. BHRA defense able to hold strong, and it's the Blue Devils on offense. First and 10, starting from their own 27.
It was six plays and out, but all six that were pass plays, so trying to open it up, trying to see what they can get going.
Wide out to the right, Wallace. Strong left formation for the Blue Devils. Packard under center. In motion, Cunningham. They fake it. Hand off to the fullback, gain of about four. Carry to the man in motion, Cunningham. And they'll mark him down at the 32. So second and about six for BHRA. Under 10 for the third quarter. Breaking the huddle, Blue Devils offense up. White out to the left, Wallace. In motion, Cunningham, right to left. Ball on the ground, off the exchange. Huddle of players on the ground. And it is going to be Iroquois West ball. So the third turnover of the game.
Miller came out of that scrum with that.
And again, Iroquois West starting an offensive series in Blue Devils territory. Ball recovered at the BHRA 31. And Blue Devils able to overcome three turnovers and giving up the onside kick to open up the second half. And the best starting field position for IW's offense of the game at the BHRA 31, first and 10. Trips right single receiver to the left. Miller to the left has to do something, trying to scramble and brought down in the backfield at the 35. Loss of about four.
And that's not going to do wonders for your momentum there, making your offensive line has to kind of stand up there and not collapse. Give you an opportunity to get something going in the backfield.
Yeah, especially with four receivers on routes. So second and about 14, original line of scrimmage, a 31. I'll mark him down at the 35. Trips right, strong left formation for IW. Miller back to pass. Dumps it off. Short pass to Guyton. Left side. Jukes one tackle. Past the 30. Still going. And stopped around the 25. That'll bring up third down and about four to go for Iroquois West. So after the loss of four, being brought down in the backfield, Miller, the short pass with pressure coming. Jagaitan picking up decent gain there, but a flag thrown. Looks like this one's going to move back the Iroquois West offense. So it was second and 14 from the...
negate that.
Yeah, it was second and 14 from 36. Now it'll be second and 13. Penalty going to put it at the 35.
Not sure why they were huddling on the other side of the 50 then. It's
Seems like a long way to go.
Back in shotgun, Breen. Breen rolling out to the right, trying to find someone past complete, then broken up. Hard tackle there from BHRA's Peyton Wallace.
That's what we call in the business a woo hit. Peyton Wallace made everybody woo on that, taking Miller's legs out from under him as that ball hit his hands.
Didn't know if it was a woo hit because Ric Flair was famous for it.
It wasn't a chop there, Darren.
Chop or a flop. Wallace already the interception today in the first quarter, and then a big hit there. Timeout called. Score still 21-0. BHRA leading Iroquois West at home. Third down coming up for the Raiders. We'll take a 30-second break here on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Juhas Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at Juhas Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24/7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. Juhas Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
Third and long coming up for Iroquois West. The Raiders on the road here in Bismarck. BHRA Blue Devils on the OSF Healthcare Vermilion Valley Conference Game of the Week here on WITY. Darren Brown, Chad Baker with you. Eight and change to go for the third quarter. Blue Devils defense been holding strong despite a lot of mistakes on the offensive side. Line to gain the 21 for Iroquois West. Movement on both sides. Both sides saying it was the other. And it'll be a false start against Iroquois West. So a third and long becomes third and longer. We'll move it to the 40-yard line. Third and about 19 for the Raiders.
Iroquois West right now searching some property down off Shakerag. That's where they're located on the field.
Now running toward the sideline, timeout called before the penalty as you had too many on the field for Iroquois West. Timeout called by the Raiders.
That's not the first time that's happened tonight, Darren.
Yeah, the one was on the defense, this one almost on the offense. We'll take another 30-second break, 21-0 BHRA leading IW here on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Summer storms can be unpredictable, but ServPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. ServPro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call ServPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077.
Mission Canine Warrior is dedicated to provide PTSD service dogs to veterans. Their annual fundraiser will be held Saturday, November 15th at the Catlin Banquet Center. For other events and information, be sure to visit missioncaninewarrior.org or find Mission Canine Warrior on Facebook.
It's out there already.
Oh, no.
Eight and change to go here from Bismarck. BHRA Blue Devils hosting Iroquois West. Iroquois West almost 12 men on the field, penalty negated by the timeout. Third and 19 to go, line of scrimmage. The Blue Devil 40, line to gain the 21. In at quarterback Breen. Breen snap, stepping back to pass, short pass, caught low by Guyton. Jukes a few defenders and gang tackled just past the 40. So a few yards gained to bring up fourth and long from about the 38 and a half. Now the mark at 39. Like you mentioned, a lot of mistakes on BHRA's side, but Iroquois West not really able to capitalize. You had the three fumbles so far, the onside kick recovery by Iroquois West, and after all of that, no points on the board to show for it.
Well, they've done a good job of cutting off their own foot here tonight, Darren. It's been a struggle.
Trips right back to pass now at QB Miller, and a flag thrown, pre-snap whistle blown. And a false start called against the Raiders, going to move them back even more. Raiders just seem all out of sorts here on this series in the later downs. Clock winding again, going to reach the 7-minute mark for the third quarter. 21-0 the score here in Bismarck. Blue Devils leading the visiting Iroquois West Raiders. Raiders fourth down from the Blue Devil 44, line to gain the 21. In shotgun, Miller the snap. Back to pass, alone in the backfield. Now scrambling forwards, going to run it. And brought down from behind at the 40-yard line. Surging from the line, the lineman Connor Powell. And the Blue Devil is going to take over on downs, first and 10 from their own 40. It's just under 7 minutes to go for the third quarter. And after high flurry exchange, Iroquois West can't quite get anything going. Score still 21-0. Blue Devils back on the offensive side. Single receiver out wide to the left. Backfield under center. Handoff nearly fumbled, but still keeping with it. Brought down for a loss. Right around the 35. A few defenders there for Iroquois West, among them Guyton and Miller. It was Cunningham trying to make something out of nothing. Couldn't quite evade all the defenders. They'll mark him down at the 37, second and long for BHRA. Clock running, reaching 6 minutes. Six up front for Iroquois West on defense. Shifting things around. One receiver out wide right. Handoff. Fullback brought down just shy of the 40. That is Cahill. They'll mark him down at the 39. Flag thrown after the play from the back judge. We'll see what we had here. Thrown from behind the Raiders secondary.
That's usually indicative of a defensive penalty.
Wow, a personal foul and an ejection for the Raiders. I think they said 56. That would be John Netzman, the senior.
And off he goes. The officials will go over to have a conversation with the... Oh, that he was... There's an indication there. It looked like he kicked somebody. So a sportsmanlike penalty after the play.
So out for the rest of the game, Netzman, replacing him, Adam Hall.
Pretty simple explanation. The officials were over there for like 5 seconds, and there was the kicking up of the shin from one of the officials. That tells you basically everything you need to know.
Yeah, but not much protest from Iroquois West.
So 15 yards, and at this point in the field, you know, it brings you across midfield and puts you in pretty good field position with a first down.
So they'll wait for the chains to move. First and 10 now in Raider territory for BHRA. And they ran the play. Flag thrown and penalty against the Blue Devils.
Somehow in all that, there was a delay of game. So the Blue Devils weren't ready.
I think what Coach Dodd's saying, if they didn't have the chain set, then how could the play clock be winding?
You know, Darren, you bring up good, obvious points that I don't think everybody really fully gets.
So it was first and 10 from the Raider 46. Now back into BHRA territory, first and 15 from the Blue Devil 49. Single receiver out to the right. Under center, Packard. Handoff and brought down just behind the line of scrimmage. The handoff to Cahill. There to make the tackle, both Guyton and Owen Robinson. And second and long for BHRA. Second down, line to gain the IW 36. Line of scrimmage, the Blue Devil 49. Snap, fake handoff, rolling to the left, flag thrown in the backfield. Pass complete, another flag thrown. Running past the line to gain was the receiver Toppin. We'll see what the penalties are. Would have been a first down from around the Iroquois West 30. And okay. We have an officials timeout. Iroquois West player down near the Raiders sideline. 4.5 to go for the third quarter. 3-score lead for BHRA. We'll take a minute break here from Bismarck. WITY, WITY, radio.com, and the WITY radio app.
If you hit someone on the field of play, you are a boss. If you hit someone in downtown traffic, it's a loss. Collisions belong on the football field, not on the road. When accidents happen, you need coverage you can count on. As your local State Farm agent, Ross Webb, makes auto insurance simple, affordable, and built just for you. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross and save money with great coverage like a boss. Call 217-443-1500 and listen to WITY for Ross's Boss of the Week for distinguished play on the gridiron. Like a good neighbor, State Farm. Is there.
The Verona County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermillion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
Back here from Bismarck, OSF Healthcare, game of the week on WITY Radio. Darren Brown, Chad Baker with you. 21-0 the lead for the home BHRA Blue Devils. Second and long, a couple penalties. Moving it back to the 39. Rollout, play action to the right, ball in the air, wide open, caught by Cunningham into Raider territory, back to the middle of the field. One defender to beat and tripped up inside the 15. Big play on the play-action pass to Cunningham. By the new quarterback in the game, Braxton Schmidt, the sophomore. BHRA able to overcome those penalties. Big play on second and long into the red zone. Clock running, reaching the four-minute mark. Score 21-0, BHRA, leading the visiting IW Raiders.
That was Cunningham, correct?
Yep, Cunningham wide open on the completion. Braxton Schmidt, the sophomore, still in there at quarterback. Single receiver outright, Schmidt. Handoff, Parrish, left side trying to break one tackle and then a trio of Raider defenders to bring him down after forward progress was stopped. First contact there, the sophomore, Owen Robinson. It's an injured player for the Raiders, Julian Melgoza, the starting safety. Already lost the one player for the game, John Netzplan, the ejection, starting lineman. And now Melgoza on the sideline. Defense more into their depth chart on the Iroquois West side. Loss of about a yard, second and 11 for BHRA. From the 13. Outright Wallace. Handoff. Trying to break one tackle. Brought down near the 10. The handoff to Parrish. That'll bring up third and long. First contact there. Grant Frisbee. That'll make it third and about 8 from the 10. The Blue Devils can get a first down without a touchdown. Line to gain about the 2. Third and 8 to go, same formation. Out wide to the right, Wallace, near side. Snap under center, play action, rolling to the right, and the ball thrown out of the back of the end zone. Trailing, making pressure from behind was Frisbee.
Schmidt's only a sophomore, but had that senior presence of mind to feel the pressure from that IW defender coming at him. Good presence of mind to throw it away from where he saw any white jerseys. Went for that back corner pylon in the end zone, figuring if my guy's going to get it, he's going to get it, but there ain't going to be anybody else that's going to be heading back there.
Schmidt getting the tee from the sideline out to kick the field goal. Peters. Bad snap, having a fall on it. Peters just inside the 25. And Iroquois West taking over.
Gaitan gets up hobbling a little bit.
A flag thrown after the play.
It's getting a little chippy out there, I think.
It's the last one, a personal foul against Iroquois West. And unsportsmanlike again against Iroquois West. And just another example, Iroquois West really hanging in there, only down 3 scores, and they were able to move the ball a little bit when they got it in BHRA territory, but just kind of a lot of mental mistakes preventing them from getting that 0 off the board.
There's definitely some frustration out there, and they're expressing it. Maybe they're not liking the way some of the things are going out there. But you gotta harness that energy, and you've got to be clean in the way that you're doing it.
This will be 1st and 10. Still be 10 yards to gain, just moving the line of scrimmage back. So 1st and 10 from the 13. Now deeper into their own territory, the visiting Raiders. 2:13 to go for the third quarter. 21-0 the lead for the home BHRA Blue Devils. Trips right for the Raiders. In at QB Miller. Miller in shotgun, back to pass. Fakes the throw, now airs it out right side. And caught for the first down, just past the 35. A one-on-one catch there by Songer, the junior.
Miller doubles his passing yard total for the game there with that throw.
Ball spotted just shy of the 36. 1st and 10, Iroquois West. Clock running just under 2 minutes for the third quarter. 3-score lead for the Blue Devils, now on defense. Visiting Raiders of Iroquois West, fresh set of downs. Trips right in the backfield, Miller. Low snap, able to keep it. QB keeper running forward, about a yard gained. And brought down there, coming in from the secondary, DJ Topp, to make the tackle and bring up 2nd and 9. Second and 9 from the IW 37. Single receiver exchange for Iroquois West to the sideline. Rodriguez trips right again. Backfield of the QB Miller and the running back Guyton. Miller gets the snap. Guyton the handoff. And stuffed near the line of scrimmage. Pushed back beyond the 35. And again, and the flag's thrown. And this is getting pretty ugly here in Bismarck.
And now we've got a big brawl going on out there. We're gonna see some ejections.
You see an angry sideline on BHRA. That's the last thing you want, especially if the losing team's leading the unsportsmanlike behavior. You don't want to get caught up in that.
And, Darren, we've seen games in that hand where they just call it after that because, there again, it's been getting a little chippy out there. You've already seen Iroquois West
have a couple of unsportsmanlikes out there. The officials have a tough task here to sort things out. And right now, you've got coaching staffs that surprisingly are very calm.
And, yeah, figured you'd see some ejections. Looks like offsetting unsportsmanlikes.
They're going to hold off on ejecting, but I have a feeling that both sidelines are going to get a warning here.
Well, and you'd hate to say it, but just kind of the way that played out and with the Iroquois Western sport, you could almost see it coming. Forward progress stopped, and you had a couple defenders there. Darren Farr, the one, not really dirty, just finishing a tackle, but kind of after the whistle.
After
and that
the
got
whistle,
the ball carrier
yeah.
pretty upset.
He basically suplexed, belly-to-back suplexed on Gaetan, and he took exception to that. Maybe felt it was a little excessive, especially after the whistle blew, and it was Gaetan and a mass of black jerseys out there with, of course, because he was taking offense to it. You know, he came back, and, of course, the Blue Devil teammates came up, and it got messy.
So second and long. Now they'll change the down, third down. Back in shotgun by himself. Pressure coming from the left side. Brought down on the blitz. Mason Cunningham, the sack for the Blue Devils. Now fourth and long for Iroquois West.
He was just unguarded. There's just that was an exasperation for BHRA, and it was almost a white flag type of play for Iroquois West after what had just happened.
Clock winding down. That's going to take us to the fourth quarter here from Bismarck. BHRA Blue Devils on top at home, 21-0 against the visiting Iroquois West Raiders. We'll be back for the final 12 minutes on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Need care that's easy and quick? OSF On-Call Urgent Care does the trick. For illnesses that can't wait, virtual visits are first rate. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. For 24/7 care that's easy to find, OSF On-Call Urgent Care virtual visits offer peace of mind. Start a visit at any time, day or night, at osfoncall.org/virtualvisit.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com.
Getting set for the fourth quarter of action here at Bismarck. Darren Brown, Chad Baker with you. The OSF Healthcare Game of the Week. Vermilion Valley Conference action. Bismarck Henning, Rossville Alvin hosting Iroquois West. The Blue Devils of BHRA leading 21 against the Raiders of IW. And had Laundrie more on the BHRA side in the first half, ran him on offense, and now, unfortunately, in the second half, a lot of unsportsmanlike penalties as we get later into this game. Fourth and long upcoming for Iroquois West. Had third and long. BHRA knew Iroquois West was passing. Dial up the blitz. Up the middle, nearly blocked. A skied punt. Nobody back for the Blue Devils. They'll take a little bit of a roll into Blue Devil territory down at about the 43. And it'll be the Blue Devils on offense. But that one, you know, maybe wouldn't have mattered either way, but you look at that second down play where you had kind of the late tackle, and you're thinking maybe if you just let it go, they might call a penalty against BHRA, but instead you have that back and forth, the offsetting penalties makes it third and long instead of possibly third and short. So despite a lot of mistakes on the BHRA side, Iroquois West, again, not really able to capitalize. So first and 10, Blue Devils on offense. First and 10, ball at the 44. Single receiver out to the right. Fake handoff, a keeper for Schmidt. Right side, breaks a tackle near midfield, brought down. That'll bring up about second and four. So second down from midfield, the keeper by Schmidt. Starting QB was a junior, Landon Packard. And most of the second half, we've seen the sophomore Schmidt. A second down from midfield, line to gain, the Iroquois West 46. 11 minutes to go for regulation. Single receiver out to the left, Wallace. Schmidt the snap, fakes the handoff, now gives it on a reverse. Cunningham, a lot of open field, one to beat, past the 30, now 20. Cuts back and brought down inside the 15. A big play. They faked it to Parrish, gave it to Cunningham the opposite way. And a lot of open field brings it into the red zone. First and 10, BHRA. They'll mark him out at the Raider 13. First and 10. Just under 11 to go for the fourth quarter. Single receiver out near side to the left. Handoff. Cahill broke one and then brought down just about a half yard past the line of scrimmage. Flag on the play, holding called against BHRA. So another holding call. That's, I think, the fourth of the game on the Blue Devils offense. Right after the big play to get a first down. So it was first and 10 from 13 line of scrimmage after the holding call. Ball moved back to the 23. Clock running about 10 and a half minutes for regulation. Out wide to the right, Wallace. Strong left formation. Under center for the Blue Devils, Schmidt. In motion, Cunningham. They hand it off, or fake the handoff, and the pass complete to Parrish. Parrish brought out near the original line of scrimmage. Pushed out of bounds after the pass. And the clock will stop as he went out of bounds. So they'll mark him out around the 17. Second and about 14 to go for BHRA. Wallace wide out to the left. Strong right for the Blue Devils. Play action. They'll hand it off up the middle. Cunningham. Short motion then up the middle. Going from off the left tackle. Picking up a decent gain there to make it third and long for BHRA. Third and long, but now at least less than 10 to go, moving the ball to about the 11. Third and about 8. Line to gain 3. In the backfield, Parrish and Cahill. Rolling out now, the handoff to Cunningham. Breaks one tackle. Now up the middle in the end zone, but flag thrown. So touchdown as it stands, possibly being called back. It is holding against the Blue Devils. So again, another penalty on the rushing offense to take back a big play. You hear a lot kind of the cliche with football, or I guess any sport, where say the score doesn't indicate how close the game was. This could very well have been a much more wide open game for BHRA.
I think if you're Bismarck, you're worried about some of the things you're seeing out there. I think you've got some harder times coming your direction.
toss to Parrish. Left side, open field, touchdown. No flags thrown for this one. This one will count to make it 27-0, BHRA. 9.5 to go for regulation. And now the light show. Pending the point after out there, Jaden Peters, perfect thus far. Okay, knock on wood, don't mean to jinx that. Hold good, kick up, kind of a winder through the uprights and in, and it's 28-0 BHRA at home. Iroquois West Raiders, a lot of room to make up for with 9.5 to go for regulation here from Bismarck on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Farming is more than an occupation, it's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your Country Financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
It was a 5-play, 51-yard drive. Parrish with the 8-yard touchdown run. Peters' extra point makes it 28. Not 6-play, sorry. 6-play drive. And also had a couple penalties in there to throw that off. But 28-0. And, we go back to what we talked about there just a moment ago, Darren. You feel like it's been a lot closer game than what that score indicates. BHRA making the most of their opportunities, IW not. And right now that's and of course, you know, that the penalties have been worse for IW just with where they've been here as a kickoff happens to Miller.
Well, chip shot from Peters. And fielding that one, Miller brings it just past the 40. So decent field position in their own territory, Iroquois West. 9 and change to go for regulation. And they'll spot that one at the 42, 1st and 10, Raiders. 0 on the board through 3 quarters and about 3 minutes. The offense hasn't been completely stagnant. We've seen them with the ability to move the ball, move the chains a little bit. Just not quite the end zone. Single receiver out to the left, Songer. In motion, Breen. To the right. They'll look that way and almost caught, but just past the outstretched hand of Guyton. Tried to make a one-hand grab. In coverage there was Liam Parrish for the Blue Devils, and it's 2nd and 10. So had a decent drawn-up play, just couldn't complete the pass. Seen both sides do that a little bit. The man in motion ends up either getting the pass or the carry. 2nd and 10 from their own 42, Iroquois West. Trailing 28-0. In motion again. Guyton back to pass. They'll throw the other way. Dropping immediately into tackle. Flag thrown on that one. Songer had the pass. A little bit of a late tackle there by DJ Topp. Be about a 6-yard gain plus the flag, presumably on BHRA. So it would have been about 3rd and 6. Now it'll be a 1st down from the penalty. Into BHRA territory, moving the ball to the Blue Devil 38. You saw Iroquois West broke the huddle past their own 40. Now having to move forward about 20 yards. Pass, fake the draw, throw up the middle off the hands and incomplete. Pass there was intended for Medina. Incomplete to make it second and 10. Just under 9 minutes to go for regulation. Second and 10 here, Coy West from the BHRA 38. Four-score lead for the Blue Devils, 28-0. Snap, the handoff. Cutting back toward the middle, met at the line of scrimmage. Tackle there by Darren Farr. That'll make it third and long.
Gaetan right back to the line of scrimmage. Not much there. He's, there again, had his struggles tonight. He does share in the lead of yardage, but there again, it's been tough.
Third and about nine. They'll mark the ball at the 37 of BHRA. Snap back to pass. Ball in the air. Double coverage there. Incomplete. Intended for Sonner. And now fourth and nine for Iroquois West. So they've had their fair share of pass attempts. Now, more a necessity as it gets later in the game.
We've seen a lot more success with Miller in that quarterback position. However, I don't know. I think they like Miller as that possibility, as a threat out on the wide receiver. And that's been the struggle and the balance that they've had on the imbalance that they've had on offense tonight.
In motion, Guyton to the right. They'll throw his way in the air. Not quite to him. And BHRA taking over on downs. About 8 minutes to go for regulation. They'll take over first and 10 from their own 37. There's still a shutout for the Blue Devils at home. 28-0 lead for BHRA, but it's been a grueling game. Pretty quick first half. BHRA able to keep the chains moving, the clock moving, despite a few penalties. The second half, a bit longer. Single receiver out to the left. One in motion. They fake the handoff. Keeper for Schmidt. Met just past the line of scrimmage, down at about the 40. So gain of about 3 yards on the play. Bring up second and long. Clock running about 7.5 to go for regulation. 28-0 the lead for the home BHRA Blue Devils. Second and about 7. Single receiver outright, Wallace. Schmidt hands it off to Parrish. Right side, a lot of open field. Nobody ahead of him. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Blue Devils.
We've got some coaches getting in the ear now of the officials across the way. Maybe some coaches not liking what they see over there.
So the big run from Parrish, making it 34-0. BHRA didn't take him long to put more points on the board after the turnover on downs from Iroquois West. Snap hold, Peters kick in the air through the uprights. He's 5 for 5 today. 35-0 BHRA leading Iroquois West here in Bismarck. OSF Healthcare Vermilion Valley Game of the Week on WITY, WITYRadio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Get outdoor ready at Leto's Hardware. This grilling season, see the experts about the setup that will work best for you. Aluminum grills, tailgate kits, wood pellet smokers. They've got it all. Plus all of the sauces, rubs, and accessories you need. While you're here, visit our garden section or get your window screens fixed to let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out. This is Fifi the Cat, reminding you to follow us on Facebook. Leto's Hardware, where we do it best.
Just getting warmed up.
Back here from Bismarck, an even bigger lead for the hometown BHRA Blue Devils. Darren Brown, Chad Baker with you, WITY Radio, WITYRadio.com, and the WITY Radio app. Second half, kind of chugging along here in Bismarck. Vermilion Valley action. Still a shutout thus far for the Blue Devils defense. Peter set to kick for the Blue Devils. Too deep for Iroquois West, being Robinson and Guyton. Peter's chip shot kick bounces and then out of bounds. This will be the Raiders starting from the 35.
I guess you're waiting on me on that. Two-play, 60-yard drive, pair, 60-yard touchdown run. Peter's extra point makes it 35-0. Pretty easy-peasy there.
Peter's perfect on the PAT. That one, the first kickoff out of bounds. Had a few deeper kicks in his last two kickoffs. More so line drives or chip shots. So it'll be first and 10, Iroquois West from their own 35 with the kickoff out of bounds. 7:14 to go for regulation.
362 rushing yards between Cahill, Parrish, Cunningham, and Schmidt tonight thus far.
Is that a lot?
If you add the 51 yards of Schmidt's guy in passing, you got over 400 yards of offense, quietly.
Well, trick play here, toss to Miller. Goes for the pass, just falls short of the intended receiver. Out there, the freshman, Medina.
Can't knock him for trying. It was actually a pretty nice look. It looked like he had time and had a receiver open. The receiver just a hair too slow looking back to position himself was right there.
And that one, you know, like you said, a good play call. Maybe if you're Iroquois West, you wish you would have seen that with it closer than a 35-point gain. Maybe tighten the gap a little bit. Back in a shotgun, Breen, the QB. Back to pass. Short pass to the left, it's Guyton. Breaks one tackle, pushes forward past the line of scrimmage. Gain of about two. That'll bring out third and long. So the ball spotted at the Iroquois West 37. Gain of two to bring up third and eight. Clock running, about to reach 6.5 minutes for regulation.
I realized that one of my passes earlier, it may have been a backwards pass, so it may have been an actual run rather than a pass. So my stats might be off a little bit tonight in postgame.
Iroquois West to look to the sideline, now set. A few fakes, play action, Breen rolling to the right. Short pass dropped by Guyton. And the incompletion to make it fourth and eight. Well, I say jokingly, but a lot of times now if you have worried about what's a pass and what's a completion is if you had the over-under 30.5 pass attempts or whatever.
Yeah. Well,
you can't do.
They're pretty big sticklers about a forward pass being a forward pass and a backwards pass being considered a run. So I don't know. Yeah.
Well, as I said, games in Illinois, you're not allowed to do that anyway. But unfortunately, you hear that on broadcast more often. There's a backwards pass. Looks like a double pass. Breen deep, nobody on the left side of the field. A little miscommunication there.
I think there was a lot of miscommunication there, not just a little. There was a lot of guys that was like arms open wide, wondering what exactly that was.
Hey, make sure. So the incompletion, fourth and eight. BHRA taking over on downs with 6 minutes to go for regulation. 35-0 the score.
That's when you trick your way out of. There again, it's a struggle.
First and 10 in Raider territory. Ball at the 37 for the Blue Devils. Schmidt under center. Hand off to Wallace, his first carry of the day. Past the 30, down at about the 27. 2 yards shy of the line to gain. Will bring up second and 2. All spotted down at the 29. Two yards to go to move the chains for BHRA. Some fresh faces in there moving down the depth chart with the game seemingly in the hands of BHRA. Schmidt, the handoff. Chacoon up the middle. He's got the first down and more into the red zone past the 20. Marked down at the 19. The chains moving the first time on this drive. BHRA into the red zone by a yard. Five to go for regulation. 35-0 the score in favor of the home Blue Devils. So not an entirely new offense for the Blue Devils, but some depth pieces in there. Schmidt, the handoff to Parrish, starting running back. Gain of about 2, marked down at the 17. Clock running, reaching the 4.5 minute mark. Blue Devils going to take more time in between plays. Let the clock run. Single receiver out to the left, Benjamin. In motion, Parrish. Fake it to Parrish, give the handoff to Wallace, tripped up inside the 5. Another first down for BHRA. Setting up first and goal. First and goal, clock running. Under 4 minutes for regulation.
We may, before it's said and done, get a running clock here, Derek. It may not have a lot left on it to run, but
first and goal from the 3. Same formation, single receiver out to the left, Benjamin. Schmidt, handoff, Kuhn, right side, touchdown, BHRA. That'll get it to 41-0, past the 40-point threshold for the running clock. And could be 42-0 with the point after.
That was 3 yards, right? Or was that 5?
3 yards. They spotted it at the 3. The 3-yard rush for the freshman, Miles Kuhn. Set for the hold, Schmidt, the kicker, Peters. And we're going to get a flag here. It's late off the sideline before the snap was Guyton for the Raiders and went to try to block the kick. It was just past the line. Offsides. Looks like they're going to decline it. And again, just a lot more trickeration from Iroquois West, but a bit too late.
That time they didn't have enough guys on the field.
Peters kick up. This one no good. First miss on a PAT of the game. So score remains 41-0 BHRA at home against Iroquois West. 3:25 to go for regulation here from Bismarck on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Got an earache, ankle sprain, or cough? We can help you shake it off. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? getting care is quick and easy. Sprain or fracture keeping you from play? We can give you a quick x-ray. For care that's easy and quick, OSF On-Call Urgent Care can do the trick. Walk in for care from 8 to 8 every day. We'll give you the help you need and you'll be on your way. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare to find a location near you.
It was a five-play, 37-yard drive. Coon with a three-yard touchdown run. Peters no good on the extra point, 41-0. And once we get a kickoff, we will have a running clock for the final 3:25 in this one. BHRA will roll to 2-2. And then we've got Iroquois West dropping two. A 1-3. That's taken back at by Jaden Rodriguez back at the 34-yard line. Stay tuned. We'll have our UHAS Diagnostics post-game show coming up. Darren making his way down to the field here to award the boss of the game. Ross is boss of the game, courtesy of State Farm agent Ross Webb. Penalty on the play. I'll get the clock rolling here. It's all a little mental from here. Pops up. Gaitan makes a nice little pass. Pick up a five as he connects with Songer. Next week will be at Oakwood. Westville at Oakwood. Looking like a good one there. Maybe could potentially be with the conference on the line. Oakwood was able to hold off tonight. Clifton Central on the road. Maybe the two unbeatens left at the top. Direct snap over to the left. Gaitan stumbles his way all the way up. Moving from the 20 to the 28. Pickup of 8. Brings up 2nd and about 17, 18. With everything elemental at this point, just took a snap, kneeled it. They'll have to do it one more time to get out of here. That's where we're going to end it tonight. 41-0. BHRA moves to 2-2. Iroquois West to 1-3. There's the final snap. We've got your UHAS Diagnostics post-game show coming up. courtesy of the Riffing Dog Mobile Studios. We'll take a look at Surf Pro Vermilion and Vermilion County scoreboard. We'll have State Farm agent Ross Webb. Ross is boss of the game. Final stats on this one. Look ahead to next week. The final, 41-0 BHRA, back in 2 minutes here on WITY, WITYradio.com and the WITY radio app, courtesy of the Riffing Dog Mobile Studios.
If you need additional insurance coverage on your auto, home, commercial, or rental properties, call State Farm agent Kurt Ellis in Danville at 217-446-8039. A local provider for over 25 years, Kurt is licensed in both Illinois and Indiana. Save money by bundling your plans. Maybe life insurance is a need. State Farm agent Kurt Ellis at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville, or call 217-446-8039 for a quote. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Kurt Ellis is there.
Occasional aches and pains are just part of life. They usually vanish as quickly as they appear. But what about ailments that pop up and don't quickly go away? That's when it may be time to see your doctor, just in case. OSF Healthcare can handle all of your family's primary care needs, including diagnosing health issues or referring you to a specialist. Schedule an appointment today at osfhealthcare.org/primary. OSF Healthcare, your life, our mission.
When skies are threatening and watches or warnings are in play, listen for the ServPro Severe Skywatch Weather Bulletin. Contact ServPro at 443-0077 or go to ServProVermilionCounty.com. When severe weather breaks out, we break in with the ServPro Severe Weather Bulletin on Ileana's Weather Choice, WITY.
Stay up to date with the latest farm markets, news, and trends with WITY's Ag Team. This is Dennis Michelson with over 3 hours of farm programming every day. WITY is Ileana's choice when it comes to the information you need. Be sure to listen to Farmgate with Stu Ellis every weekday, 12:15, and Down on the Farm, where we talk to the experts to learn about the latest ag technology, news, and events in our region. The WITY Ag Team, the most boots on the ground in Ileana.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com.
Welcome to the UHAS Diagnostics Postgame Show. Having trouble getting out of the lot? Call UHAS Diagnostics on the mobile line at 217-260-3339 and get rolling safer than when you came in. UHAS Diagnostics. Exit 210, then east on Route 150 to Hitting Road. Backtrack on the frontage road for your newest Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center.
The final from Peyton Moss Field in Bismarck. The BHRA Blue Devils roll over the Iroquois West Raiders by a count of 41-0. Chad Baker will be joined by Darren Brown here in just a few moments. But I tell you, it was... Don't let that score fool you. What we know is BHRA definitely doesn't belong in that bottom quadrant. They have earned their way towards the middle here tonight with a big victory. They are 2-2. Iroquois West 1-3. Going to have a tough road the rest of the way here to crawl back out. But there again, you know, they're now. Losers of three straight after winning their opening game against Hoopston area Armstrong Potomac. So we take a look at the stats here for this one. And you've got there again, Darren down the field. I believe he has awarded or will be awarding here shortly the Ross's Boss of the Week. That tonight was a tough battle. It was two guys that could have won it. And the one that did just had a slight edge over his teammate. That's Liam Parrish. 15 carries, 149 yards, 3 touchdowns. He also had a catch for 6 yards. Put him 155 yards on the evening just to edge out his teammate Isaac Cahill, who had 17 carries for 152 yards and 2 TDs. You had Mason Cunningham adding 5 for 54 on the ground. You had Peyton Wallace, 2 for 21. Kuhn, 2 for 12 and a touchdown. Braxton Schmidt, 2 for 9. And Packard, 1 for 0. Cunningham also had a catch for 45. Smith went 2 for 2 passing, 51 yards. Packard 0 for 2 passing. For Iroquois West, passing it was Breen, 4 for 14, 20 yards and an interception. Hayden Miller, 4 for 10, with 45 yards. And that went to Songer, 5 for 47. You had Gaetan, 3 for 18 in reception yards. Gaetan had 6 rushes for 29 yards. Melgoza, 5 for 10. And then you had Miller, 4 for a loss of 13 yards here this evening. That is the nuts and bolts of the stats here this evening. We will take a look coming up here. And, of course, as we mentioned, Parrish, Liam Parrish, your Ross's boss of the game. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross, 217-443-1500. Save money and stay covered like a boss. It is Liam Parrish, your Ross's boss of the week. He gets to have a little chat over there with Darren across the field here, and the winner of the turnover chain. As the BHRA Blue Devils turn over another win here tonight and have won two in a row. They're up in the standings now 2-2 with a 41-0 victory here tonight. We will take a two-minute timeout. We'll be back with a look at your ServPro Vermilion County scoreboard coming up here in your UHAS Diagnostics postgame. Having trouble getting out of the lot? UHAS Diagnostics. Reach them on the mobile line, 217-260-3339. Get rolling safer than when you came in. UHAS Diagnostics, exit 210, east on Route 150 to Henning Road. Backtrack on the frontage road for your newest Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center. Back in 2 minutes on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
You know medium rare is the only way to go.
Oh, yeah. That's a good-looking steak.
But did you know that only 20% of people ages 45 to 59 have completed a colon cancer screening? The good news is regular screenings can detect cancer early when it's easier to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare. Because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep sizzling your family's dinner to perfection. Visit osfhealthcare.org/get screened.
If you hit someone on the field of play, you are a boss. If you hit someone in downtown traffic, it's a loss. Collisions belong on the football field, not on the road. When accidents happen, you need coverage you can count on. As your local State Farm agent, Ross Webb, makes auto insurance simple, affordable, and built just for you. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross and save money with great coverage like a boss. Call 217-443-1500 and listen to WITY for Ross's Boss of the Week for distinguished play on the gridiron. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Summer storms can be unpredictable, but ServPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. ServPro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call ServPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077. Mission Canine Warrior is dedicated to provide PTSD service dogs to veterans. Their annual fundraiser will be held Saturday, November 15th at the Catlin Banquet Center. For other events and information, be sure to visit missioncaninewarrior.org or find Mission Canine Warrior on Facebook.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center, offering DOT inspections as well as diagnostics, tires, and oil changes, both in-shop and on-site. UHAS is a family-owned and operated shop that understands that life doesn't stop for vehicle issues. Ask about their shuttle service to and from the shop while they work on your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or visit UHASDiagnostics.com for full list of services or to make an appointment. Open Monday through Friday 7 to 7 and Saturday 7 to 12. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood. Back with your UHAS Diagnostic Center post-game show. Call UHAS Diagnostics at 217-213-6032 or set up an appointment for a wide array of services online at UHASDiagnostics.com. Chad Baker, Darren Brown back with you. And Darren, it's blue out there on the field as they've got the after hour. Okay, there we go. We got to turn it back on here. We got to take a look at the ServPro of Vermilion County scoreboard. We've had, as I'm sure a lot of folks are having some issues tonight with Max Preps here, at least in the second half, as they have seemed to kind of went offline. So we'll go with what we had here and what we know. BHRA, a final 41-0 over Iroquois West. Last check we had was Oakwood up on Clifton Central 14-13. We had Westville in hand over with the cold bucket again at Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman. That we're leading 35-0. Last check, Mo Mintz was up 20-14 over Hoopston area Armstrong Potomac. You had Salt Fork leading earlier 27-0. No update on that game there. You have Bloomington Central Catholic, which had running clock on Rantoul, 44-0. Cumberland was up on Tri-County by a count of 20-0 earlier. Unity, we know, is a final over St. Joe Ogden by a count of 40-10. You had last check, Prairie Central was up 14-6 on PBL. Let's see if we've got some of the other folks that have sent anything else in here. Final Centennial over Danville, 14-7. Paris was up on Lawrenceville, 12-7. We have Nokomis was up three scores on Villa Grove. Finals on the Indiana side, Fountain Central over Attica, 49-0. Seeger over Park Heritage, 42-2. Riverton Park over North Vermilion, 49-3. Frontier was had a running clock on Benton Central, 55-6 at one point. Do not know what the final was of that. No update on Covington, South Vermilion. So, there again, you know, the Indiana scores all over the place. It's the haves and have-nots, it seems like, year, week in, week out. Maybe a little surprise on that Unity St. Joe Ogden result there, especially being played at Dick Duvall Field tonight.
Yeah, maybe not necessarily a surprise, Unity being able to get a victory, but by that wide of a margin against a formidable St. Joseph Ogden team.
But we've got, there again, a full rundown of scores. We'll have them posted late night tonight on WITYradio.com. Playback in the morning with the rundown with Coach at 9:06 during the Saturday Sports Connection presented by Surf Pro of Vermilion County on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app, which you'll definitely want to tune in for. Darren got some audio from our winner tonight of the Ross's Boss of the Week, Liam Parrish. You also have our interview. We'll have a little bit of some words with Stacy Rickard, the volleyball coach at Salt Fork, talking about her balance and how she keeps everything up to equilibrium up above that. And, of course, Coach will be with us. We anticipate that tomorrow morning on all of our platforms. Final thoughts on this one here, Darren?
It seemed like even with the kind of holding penalties and whatnot, more of a smoother first half for BHRA than the second half, even though the scoring output was mostly the same. It felt like it was chugging along. You know, the holding penalties picked up, negating more big runs. And even with a 41-point win, you would think it could have been a much wider game than it was, even with those, you know, penalties that, you know, could have added maybe 50, 60 points, you know, depending on a running clock or whatever. But, you know, if you're BHRA, you will definitely take a 41-0 win. And that's, I think, the big thing is, you know, with all the offense that was out there, being able to keep that score at zero on defense, you know, through four quarters is a big thing for BHRA.
Yeah, I think that defense for BHRA never was really fully challenged in this contest. And as a coach, you maybe kind of worry about that a little bit. You want maybe those challenges week in, week out. You don't want to feel like maybe, hey, you know, there's, you know, you want to have a little bit of adversity. And I think, you know, we saw that a little bit with maybe how they responded out there whenever there was some chippiness going on. I think what we saw tonight is typical Mark Nod offense. You know, good line play on the offense. You have three guys that can just mow over people with the football. And I think if you're just going after it, you're just mowing over people. They don't show that they don't really need a passing game. They had 51 yards passing tonight, but I mean it's not like there was really a whole lot that. I mean that was really when game was in hand. And you're not necessarily going to be able to do that against, you know, the upper tier. I think there again, we know at the very least BHRA is no worse than middle of the pack. I think after tonight, you know, we can say emphatically, you know, okay, they're going to be better than Hoopston. They're going to be better than Watseka. They're going to be better than Georgetown. We anticipate probably those victories there. So that puts them in the middle of the pack.
Where they go beyond that, are they a 7-2 team? Are they a 5-4 team at this point? You know, that's going to be the variance. You know, we need to see what it's going to be like whenever they are challenged with the teams that they, in the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years, have either had a really good game with or have trounced. And so it remains to be seen whether or not that they can show up for that. Still got to clear up that quarterback thing. I think there were some things out there that we saw tonight. Coach Dodd wanting to try, you know, got two young quarterbacks out there. We seeing a little bit more movement with Schmidt in there. And I think maybe at some point in time, maybe you just turn it loose to the sophomore there. You know, there were some nice things that we saw with him out there. There again, game in hand, maybe you flip that around. Maybe it looks a little bit different whenever it comes around. But I tell you, you know, I mean, the 1-2 punch of Parrish and Cahill in the backfield, they're a handful, you know, and they're a handful against teams that shouldn't, you know, that should play better against a BHRA team. But I think, you know, when we see it at the end of the year, you're going to have maybe two guys that rush for 1,000 yards apiece. And that's something that they can hang their hat on.
Well, yeah, and Parrish especially, your number one running back, where you look at him where, you know, once he makes his first move, just able to get such a burst of speed in the open field once he's got it, and they moved it around to Cahill. You get Cunningham in there on some motions, and then you saw the keepers with Schmidt, and then even Wallace getting some carries there late. And it's such a key thing, especially at the high school level, where it's going to be a primarily rushing offense for a lot of smaller schools. And the big catalyst for that is the five guys up front. You saw that throughout the entire game where guys getting the ball, you know, untouched for 3, 4, 5 yards. And if you can already gain that much without having to break any tackles, that's such a key thing. So I hear the, you know, saying like the linemen are like air conditioning where you don't notice it unless it's not working. And you didn't really notice the offensive line not doing anything tonight. So I think that's a testament to how they did.
Blue Devils will have a challenge next week. They're going to be at Byerly-Hageman against the Storm. The Iroquois West Raiders on the road at Moments next week, another team that's been down. So you've got maybe a little bit more paired matchups. We will be at Oakwood next week for their homecoming against Westville. To top-tier teams there, and that will be a 6:30 State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show, 7 p.m. kickoff Friday night from Marty McFarland Field, just between 50th and Oakwood. Final tonight, 41-0 for Brennan Easter back at the station. For Darren Brown, Chad Baker with you. Thanks for tuning into the UHAS Diagnostics postgame show. We bid you good night from Bismarck.
Thanks for listening to the UHAS Diagnostics postgame show. Call UHAS at 217-213-6032 or set up an appointment for a wide array of services online at uhasdiagnostics.com. Exit 210, then east on Route 150 to Hitting Road. Backtrack on the frontage road for your newest Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center. This has been a presentation of WITY Sports. For more information or playback on demand, visit WITYradio.com.